Stamp envelope to the mighty WJFK, P.O. Box 3649, Washington, D.C., 20007. Thank you, and God bless.
Don and Mike, there'll be no mollycoddling.
You see if your mom can give my resume to Dennis Phillips? Because if I could get in a Broadway show, then I would have done it all. Film, television, and theater. The only thing left to be radio. That's just for ugly people.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
And yes, the rumors are true. They smoke, they drink, they use bad language in mixed company. They're extremely rich, and they can flash more bling than most posses in this room. Rock stars they are, and God bless them for that.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll-free, at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you. Stop the rock. That's right.
It's the Don and Mike Show, and they'll say what they wish.
Where else would you rather be than right here, right now?
Who's the super patriot that all the kids love? Come on, kids, who is he? That's right, Captain America.
Thank you. Good morning, Mike. And good morning, Mr. and Mrs. Keller. And all the ships at sea. Artfully avoiding terms like Jew, fag, and retard.
There you go.
Here's Don and Mike.
Oh, don't forget WAP.
Oh, I forgot. And Guinea.
Guinea, WAP.
Yep.
Fag,
all
retard.
The bad ones. Yep.
Hello, and thank you for listening, everybody, to another exciting edition of the Don and Mike Show.
Oh, boy!
A new episode on this Wednesday, October 3rd. We do love taking your telephone calls. Swear to God, call us at 877-365-3636. We'll try 202-432-1067. Oh, yes. Hi, Buzz.
Hi, Don and Mike. Good morning.
There he is. Hi, Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike Show. Hello. Are the blowers activated, Robbie?
Blower activate.
Very embarrassing. There you go. Embarrassing to give out the telephone number and then press it and you can't hear it because the blower's not activated. Hello, Don and Mike Show.
Now you should speak to us. You're on the telephone.
Now, hold on.
Are we having technical problems?
Still might be a problem with the blower.
It'll be a very exciting show when we get our technical problems figured out.
So you ring on, say what you must, and then ring off.
Ring off, and in under, what is it, 3 minutes?
3 minutes.
180 seconds.
Mm-hmm. 180 seconds.
All right, they say that the problem has been...
Or so.
No, the problem's not been solved.
No.
All right, well, we'll figure out what's going on with the telephones. Please continue to call, and I promise as soon as we figure out what the dealio is up with the phones, we will let you know.
You know, I might be jinxing it by saying blower activate.
You think so?
I heard from someone told me in the hallway yesterday, that is not an entirely original statement.
What?
There used to be another disc jockey that used that.
Really?
Yeah, someone said, I think he might have passed away now.
Well, I know he's dead in the radio world, so I think we could steal that.
Right.
Listen, hi, everybody, and... welcome to Black Wednesday.
Oh, no.
And, of course, I don't mean a salute to our African-American listeners or the fact that our engineer, Wendell Hall, is wearing a black T-shirt.
Which is normally his uniform.
Right.
Or that Buzz is wearing a black T-shirt.
Pretty standard.
Big firing day here at WJFK.
Really? A lot of people getting their walking papers?
Well, you know, it's a tough time in the radio business.
Yes,
like,
it is.
You know, tough time in the radio business. So, hi, everybody. Wanted to just say hi to those who remain here on the staff of WJFK.
Oh,
that,
my God.
That your jobs.
This is a brutal layoff.
As the program director, I will tell you all that your jobs are secure through Friday. So, make the next three work days as productive as you possibly can.
Very good. Sure. Very good.
Yeah. It's,
right. It's time to suck up, everyone.
It's nutty. No, they're doing a
Don,
little...
can I tell you, that is a fine-looking shirt you're wearing today.
You got nothing to worry about.
Oh, okay.
Don't worry.
I always like to be extra double sure.
They're doing some...
house cleaning?
Restructuring.
Learning. Restructuring.
Yes.
House cleaning. Cold.
Restructuring.
Cold term.
Restructuring. Well, you know, it's you know, you've heard about the problems, the financial problems that the
yes.
the country is going through right
yes,
now.
And, yes, it finally hits home.
Yes, and frankly, it's some of the dead weight around here is being cut loose. And,
well, I'm still going to put the bumper sticker on my car that I picked up the other day that says, "Don't fire the jesters." Don't fire the jesters in these tough times, please. We need our jesters, yes. and we need to pay them well.
We need to laugh. The
That's
country
right.
needs to laugh. So it's a weird situation here at WJFK radio station because yes. A lot of people are walking around today wondering if they are going to be next. And as a matter of fact, I have the list right here of the next few people.
And you will not be broadcasting it.
No, I won't.
But you will be holding it up. You know, in a very evil way, holding it.
I'll be giving hints, though, throughout
yes.
the day
okay.
as to who might be the next sacrificial lamb.
I see. Wow.
Here at WJFK Radio,
they can make
scary
plans.
Time. No, I'm kidding. I don't know. They don't. You know, they don't tell me.
They tell you immediately after yeah. it happens.
Right away. Wow. You know, I get the call saying, "Listen, this is what we're doing. We are restructuring this part of the radio station.
Right.
Please be advised. However, I do want to say, Rob.
Yes.
Rob, you might want to pack your things up before the end of the day. You just might want to tidy your desk up.
Don, America needs its jester.
That's it. Rob falls squarely into that category. Rob, I'll get you the bumper sticker.
I know. It's
Don't fire the jesters.
It's a sucky time, and, you know, our best to those who got it today.
Yeah, nice
wow.
people, too.
Yeah,
it's always
nice
a drag.
People, and, you know, for some of them, it's embarrassing because some of them have been... demoted. And that's always awkward.
That's right.
That's very awkward.
Yeah, that particular one really breaks you up.
No, come on now. He's a good guy.
He is a good guy.
And that's
why you're grinning.
I'm grinning because you're grinning.
I'm not grinning.
I'm just following the lead of the jester. I'm grinning because you're grinning.
I'm smirking evilly.
Yes, I know. And I'm grinning at your smirking.
I know.
That's all. And I had to come in and have the meeting with him today. And that was awkward.
But I sense that you are, in tough times, exhilarated in your managerial capacities.
Yes, yes.
It's given you a new bounce in your step, a new life.
Yeah, I'm not happy that this has happened.
Of course not. And I have to always personally thank you for defending my work ethic here, which I know comes up quite often when you're discussing hard work with other employees.
Yeah, well, it just,
and I appreciate you.
It did last night, as a matter of fact, in a meeting right. last night.
I appreciate
some
you.
Some of the other disc jocks.
This is true. This is
true. Those
ratings slip, I'm the first to go.
Well,
I really am.
Well, Mike comes in 10 minutes before the show.
That's right. Absolutely.
Well, you know, come on. He's Mike.
Yeah.
You got him some slack.
Allowance you. I'm starting, you know, it's like a teacher when you get tenure. You know, I mean, yeah, you know, I've been here a long time. I've been doing this a long time.
So it's a, you know, it's a sucky time in the radio business. I was reading that the stations all over America are doing the same thing. Because yeah. advertisers are pulling out, which is stupid.
It's trickle down. You get the economy. You get major businesses that hurt. Then they affect travel agencies. And then, you get to the advertisers after
you
a while.
Continue to advertise on radio, you know, go to the restaurants in New York, go to the restaurants in D.C., you know, go spend your money, for God's sakes, buy your advertising.
You know, they talk about all the help you can do, but seriously, I've been reading an awful lot lately about the fact that you want to support the country, you know, head to the mall.
Right.
Go out there, spend some money. You got money to spend?
Well.
Go ahead and spend some of it.
I know that we've increased mall traffic here at this station by at least 7 or 8 people today.
Absolutely. Maybe they'll be in the malls today.
They will be. So hi, everybody. Yeah, and you know, no one around here is talking about it. That's the reason I brought it up on the air.
It's a tense time. I haven't been in the building long enough to sense it, but I can kind of feel
yeah.
something.
Wow. It's a very weird time around here. And it's not that things are going awful here. This is still... WJFK is the number one biller,
mm-hmm.
the number one billing station in Washington, D.C. They bring more money in than any other station, but... You know, with the economy, they're not bringing in as much money as they brought in last year.
Well, when you're talking about this station in particular, you always have to account for the greed factor. You know, the greed that they it's never enough. It's like Gordon Gekko. You know, it's a zero-sum gain.
Yes, that's
money
right.
is simply transferred.
That's right.
It's the way it looks like.
You got it right. So, you know, everybody here at the station, I know I'm busting balls. Now, just be cool. You know, if you're here today,
mm-hmm.
I'll tell you this. Your job is safe until 5 o'clock today.
That's good.
Do not worry. If you're in the WJFK radio station now,
right.
And you have not been laid off yet,
yes, Your job is safe. You have my guarantee until the end of business today.
Way to rally the troops.
Your job is safe.
Way to improve morale.
There you go.
That's good.
That's why I'm here.
I understand.
I'm here to help.
Yeah, that's what we call you. We call you the cheerleader.
That's right. You're safe. Look at it. You got 6 more hours.
Almost.
You got 5 hours and 50 minutes. Mm-hmm. Don't worry.
Fantastic.
Don't worry. But make sure you're here at 5 o'clock today.
It's a good thing.
Just make sure you're all here at 5 o'clock today.
Right on.
So anyway, goddamn, it's an awful situation when, you know, they let salespeople go and they reorganize the sales department, and it's bad. But it's no different than what's happening to everybody in every job throughout America.
That's true.
So, you know, good luck to those who will no longer be here. And please don't call me. Okay. I want to say, if you don't work here anymore, frankly, you know, you're dead to me.
Don't look back.
Call someone else. I really can't help you. I'm much too busy covering my own ass. making sure that nothing happens to us.
That's good. Very good.
You got to cover your own nut.
That's right.
So, look here. Looky here.
Hey, the blower has been activated.
The phones are working. Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello. How you doing, Don and Mike?
Hey, good morning. You're on the air. Hi.
Both of you are going after today. Gordon Liddy will be on starting Monday. It'll be the G. Gordon Liddy Comedy Hour.
Yeah,
well,
right.
Somebody saw the blueprint.
Yeah. That's how you know that things are really bad. If we're off Monday and Liddy's back here.
Yes,
you have a hell of a good show. I love it.
That's when you want to start stockpiling arms and gasoline.
Right.
And, you know, get your generators when we're not here and Liddy's back.
You ought to be aware.
Shelter's ready.
Be afraid, be very afraid.
Be very afraid. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Buddies.
Hey, buddy.
Hey, I wanted to see if the last 20 minutes of the show, Boy Hill got PO'd and called you guys up to the office or something. I wanted to know if the Pixie got the axe.
No. Nobody, I'm proud to say that no one in the programming department received any kind of... when Broyhill called late in the show yesterday, that was an internal item. That was an internal problem, and frankly, it was Buzz's fault.
It's my fault.
I'm not kidding. It was Buzz's fault.
Buzz was reprimanded.
Yeah, so Buzz was the bad boy yesterday.
Yes,
but did catch any heat for that, Buzz?
Residual heat. That's all.
Yeah.
You know,
well, yeah.
But I'm sorry.
You gotta stop selling that bad weed, I'm telling you.
Right, well that was it. He was smoking the bad weed yesterday.
Where it starts.
Let it get the best of it.
We can tell the truth. The next time we go to New York, Buzz will be staying at the YMCA.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Is it true Ken Stevens is going to open up a bed and breakfast at his big house?
You know, he should take Douglas's toys out of the garage. And, for God's sakes, he can put some of these people up in his 6-car garage.
That'd be a wonderful deal. The Ken Stevens B&B.
Just know this, that Ken will not be affected by any of these problems.
Of course not. Welcome to the Ken Stevens B&B. Everybody gets one of those plastic bottles of Sunny Delight and a pita chip.
Enjoy. Welcome to Stevens' house.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, guys. How's it going?
Who's this, Dustin?
Yeah.
Hey, man.
First of all, Buzz would never get his hands on some bad weed. His weed radar wouldn't allow that.
Okay. That's kind of you to say.
But. Well, you know, Buzz, you've helped me over the years.
Oh, dear.
Oh, my.
Now stop.
Listen, I just want to say something. Anybody, I know we kid Buzz a lot about
Bud.
Bud Burbank.
My real name.
We kid Buzz a lot, but seriously, all kidding aside, any of you radio listeners out there, you want weed, call Dave Adler at Oldies 100. That's who you should call. Don't call Buzz.
Oh, my God.
Call Buzz. Dustin, what do you want?
I just want to say I was calling earlier, but now with all these layoffs, I have a new motto for the Don and Mike show. While I was listening to a wonderfully produced Redskins pregame show.
Yeah.
You have a sponsor that... A pork sponsor?
Yes, I believe the pork. Pork's
still the other white meat?
I think so.
Well,
yeah.
but their theme was, their motto was, more meat, less fat. And, you know, I think that's perfect for the Don.
No, on the Don and Mike show, it's the opposite way. More fat.
More fat.
Yeah. Take a look at me and Mike.
Better.
Yeah, more fat.
Less meat.
More fat, less meat.
Right.
Jesus. Hello, Don and Mike. Lee, hi.
Hey, Don and Mike, you guys kick ass.
Thank you, Lee. Hi.
I got a suggestion for management at JFK.
Yeah.
You can increase listeners.
You know what? I'm going to delete that out.
Yes.
I'm not going to allow that to be broadcast over these fine
airwaves. Yeah, that's not a nice way of expressing that.
No.
Divisive.
Okay. Stop that now. It's very bad. Don't criticize the programming we have on WJFK Radio, for goodness sakes.
What is this, Chris?
Hey, Chris, hi.
Hey, guys, how you doing?
Okay.
Hi, I just want you to know, I've been a big fan of you guys since you were on WJFK, or WABA back in the 80s, and you came to my school to visit us.
Oh.
And I would,
God damn, how embarrassing is that?
Boy, we're old. We're so old.
Hey, it's Dynamite Morning Zoo. Today we're going to be at Stonewall Jackson High School.
How's it going, kid?
For the school spirit contest. How are you doing, kid?
Have a bumper sticker and a comb.
Well, I wanted to get into broadcasting for the last couple of years now. I was wondering if you guys had any suggestions on how to...
Yeah, forget it.
Don't do it.
So what you might want to do is pursue your education and pay attention in school and get a good job.
I'm in college right now, but...
Yeah, forget the broadcast. Listen, look at what's happening here.
We got to find out what college he's in before we can find out whether he'd be a broadcaster or not. What college are you in right now?
I'm at Nova right now.
You're a very good possibility.
Yeah. Nova?
Yeah.
That's like 13th grade.
Where the N stands for knowledge, you know how it is.
Absolutely.
Nova is 13th grade. Get out of here.
I've never heard that. The N stands for knowledge.
That's pretty good.
You know, I did have a thought today. It has nothing to do with everything that's going on here at the radio station. Now that we are working the daytime shift.
Yes.
And we have our late afternoons and our evenings free.
Right.
I was thinking, I've thought about this for a long time, but I've never wanted to act on it because we work so late. How would you feel about a Don and Mike bowling team?
You know, like a regular bowling team?
Like me and you and Buzz and Rob and Lisa. And we could, you know, find someone to make us the fancy shirts.
Right.
And we could actually go out to various leagues and play guys.
Play in a bowling league?
Well, in various, we could be guests at various bowling leagues. I'm thinking we could find some leagues in the D.C. area. We find some leagues up in the New York area. You know, the tri-state area. Mm-hmm. We could actually, you don't want to?
No, I was a good bowler.
I'd like to be on a bowling team.
Right.
Like fun.
I like everything about bowling. I like the shoes. I like the balls. I love the shirt.
I like the custom shirts.
It's yeah, can we get our own shoes though, so we don't have to get rentals?
Yeah, I know we should get our own shoes.
Yeah, I'm sure we
should get outfits. We should get outfitted with the whole schmear.
Yeah, we could get outfits. I mean uniforms.
I think it's a great idea.
110.
It's not too much of a time commitment.
Yeah, I've been working on trying to do more athletics.
That's good. That'd be very. I'm an accomplished bowler.
Well, how long does it take to bowl? You know, it's
an hour,
10 frames an hour. So we say it's a couple hours, maybe. Once a week?
Yeah, I could do that.
We could go out, we could bowl. I know there's got to be bowling teams in all over D.C., Maryland, Virginia, mm-hmm. New York, New Jersey, Connecticut would like to bowl. You want to be on the bowling team, Lisa? Good. See, that's the enthusiasm.
I'd love to bowl.
There you go.
Cool. Yeah, me too.
Fun.
Well, you don't seem enthusiastic about it.
Well, you have to understand. My sport. Yeah, you're delighted with this time frame, and my sport has been eradicated, and I need a substitute.
Why can't you play golf in the afternoon though?
Well, I can play golf in the afternoon, but I would try bowling, but I mean it's not my number one sport. I don't know whether it's been a long time.
Something we could all do together though.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, of course.
We could have fun.
Of course. I think it's wonderful. I'd love to do it.
A band of brothers. We could
I'd love to. I was wearing my Band of Brothers T-shirt yesterday.
All we got to do is, first off, we got to find someone to hook us up with the shirts.
Mm-hmm. And the shoes. I like Rob's idea of the shoes.
We got to have the custom clown
shoes.
How
about balls?
Our
own. We have to have our balls with our own initials on them or names on them.
Yeah, we got
to
have special balls.
Yeah, with our own picked out color.
Yeah.
I mean, all the bowling supplies are custom for people that really do it.
We'd have to do that. And then
you know what I also want? I want the leather thing that they wear.
Oh, come on.
Yeah.
You don't need that thing.
Oh, I do.
That thing that goes like halfway up your arm?
Yeah, I mess up my old carpal tunnel elbow when I do that.
All right.
I want my names engraved on it, too.
We'll get you all the accoutrements you want.
The whole schmear. I want two of those balls, three of those pennants, four of those beer mugs.
Four of these, three of them. And then once we get that, I guess we need some leagues that we can play against when we go up to New York.
Oh, there'll be a lot of leagues that'll want to have us.
We can go up to leagues. Hold on, here's John. Hey, John, where are you from?
What's up?
Hey, John, where are you from?
New Jersey.
Okay, Johnny.
Yeah.
What can we do for you?
I'm going to do your guys' logo for you.
A logo for the shirts?
Yeah.
Yeah, now we gotta have we gotta have a killer logo for our shirt.
Yeah,
We have to have a neat name for the team, too, the Gutter Balls.
Set me up, and I'll hook you guys up.
How do you like that?
That's pretty good, Mike.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Or how about just Don and Mike's Balls?
Don and Mike's Gutter Balls.
Okay, perfect.
Don and Mike's Gutter Balls.
That's it.
There you go. That's the name of our team, the Gutter Balls.
Don and Mike's gutter balls.
Don and Mike's gutter balls.
Yeah, so yeah, many meanings.
How many guys are normally
hey,
on?
You know, and you know, with winter coming, it's like the perfect thing to do in the winter.
How many guys are on a bowling team?
Four. Four or five.
All right, well, we got five.
Perfect.
We got me and you and Rob and Buzz and Lisa. That's five.
There you go.
And a killer logo.
That's perfect. And then when Mike loses interest, we can just play the four of us.
It'll be fun. It'll be a blast.
Yeah, you know, I bet you get hooked on it.
Oh, I would. I actually, my wife and I love to bowl. We really. Does your wife like to bowl?
I don't know. I don't want to involve my wife in this. This is a way for me to, you know, to maybe have some fun, you know, without my wife.
We've got some good lanes, like, right up here, too, don't we?
Yeah, very close.
Like, perfect. Very, very close?
Perfect. Yeah. Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, Andrew.
Hey, that guy kind of stole my thunder, but I'll leave it to you guys to pick a sport that you can eat, drink, and smoke while you're doing it.
Yeah, and you know what? Isn't that the beauty of it?
Can you smoke cigars?
Yeah, why not?
I would have to say that we'd have, you know, couldn't we ask for some kind of
exemption?
Because, you know, we're disc jockeys.
Sure.
That we could smoke cigars while
right.
we were bowling.
And we might get good. If we do it a lot, we might get good.
We might kick some ass.
We seriously might kick some ass.
Except for the weakest link over there.
I don't know. We'll see.
Buzz, do you think you could actually, do you think you have the muscle power to lift the
I have the muscle power. I haven't done it for many years, but I like it, and I'm looking forward to it, and I think I'll be pretty good at it.
Buzz in athletics right there, that's worth the price of admission.
Do they have any, like, in the city? I'm sure they do, right? Do they in the city of New York, in the middle of Manhattan?
I'm sure they do. Sure, I gotta have some
lanes. I know Chelsea Piers, I think, has some.
And I know that you, I mean, if you go, you know, we could get Richard to take us out to Jersey one night.
Right.
To play in a league out there. We need the stuff, and then we need some league guys to challenge us.
Very good.
Hello, Don and Mike. Who's this? Jeremy?
Yeah, this is Jeremy.
Hey, Jeremy.
How you doing?
Okay.
As pitiful as it may sound, I'm actually a secretary and a president for a bowling league in the Washington area that I've run out of three leagues.
That's beautiful.
I know, it really is. It's actually a side job. You actually get a small nominal cost to do this. I mean, you can take that money and possibly purchase yourself a new DVD at the end of the season.
All right.
And I could set you guys up with tons of bowling leagues that I've been associated with all the
time. Hey, and I'm sorry, in the spirit of patriotism, I think the shirt should be red, white, and blue.
Amen, brother.
I like that.
Amen, brother. Don and Mike's gutter balls,
Don
red,
Mike's
white, and blue.
Balls, right. Absolutely. And I think that when our logo, if you're designing our logo, you can make a bowling ball with, like, fuzz on it. You know, you can make kind of a testicle bowling ball hybrid.
How about Don and Mike's hairy gutter balls? Is that too much?
It's a little too much.
Too much?
It's Don and Mike's gutter balls, and then you do it with the visual. You know?
Yeah.
Like you have the two balls
so
hanging.
It's real nuts.
Right. Right, yeah.
Like a sack.
But it would have, like, maybe three holes in them. You know?
Well, how about we just get a real medical picture?
Of testicles.
Right.
Of a sack.
And have that on the
back.
Well,
no, I can draw it for you right now. We can do it. It can be animated.
And it's like with the, you know, you got the fancy logo, Don and Mike's gutter balls, and then right below it, you got the picture of...
Yeah, here's the shirt.
Of the sack. All right, Mike's drawing right. something. Let me see. Hello, Mike. Don and Mike Show. Hi, Mike. Hi, you're on the air.
I got a suggestion along those veins. You're right online. Just a microphone with two balls below it.
Now, hold on. I'm looking at Mike's picture now.
Now,
those are very hairy.
Yeah.
So on the top of those, it would say, you'd have the logo saying Don and Mike's gutter balls, right?
Right, right.
I'm looking at a picture Mike's drawing right now on the back of a bowling shirt. Okay, now let me see this. Yes, perfect. Outstanding. And it's got to be red, white, and blue.
Shiny.
All-American. Now, how great would that be?
And then we have to have nicknames. I don't think it would be good to have Don Mike on the front of the shirt. You'd have to have nicknames based on... We'd have to have the nicknames after our first
That's fine.
Run.
That's
because
fine.
Something would happen during there where we get nicknames.
I'm
you know?
For it. Great. And I'm glad that you're enthusiastic about this.
You know how I am when you lay something new on me. It takes me a while to warm to it. But now I'm thinking of those cold winter months when it would just be fantastic.
I think we do it on a Wednesday night. Nobody's ever got anything doing on Wednesday night.
Oh, absolutely. Be a lot of fun.
You know, so...
Be a lot of fun.
So let's get the ball rolling, no pun intended on that, that we'd like to... We'd like to bowl. We'd like to have some challenges from some bowling teams.
Right.
Then we'll come to your alley, and frankly, we will kick your ass. We will kick your ass. Let me see. The perfect game is 300.
Is that that is the perfect game.
So I figured that every game...
I've never come close. I used to do duck pins when I was a kid.
So did I.
Did you do the little bitty balls?
Yes, I did.
Yeah, I used to do that. I used to be in a league.
So was I when I was a kid.
This is generational. This is like, I think a lot of kids were when I was small.
So let's see. If a perfect game is 300, let's see our average...
How do you do it as a league, though? How do you just... you compete against, you match up against another person on the team. I mean, I don't know how the league. How did Fred Flintstone do it?
They add up all the scores, right, for everybody?
Well, once you get sanctioned, you'll have an average. And then the averages are used to determine a handicap, and then that number of points goes by game.
Let's just go to a league and just play against some guys. And just
without score, having a whole big average.
Our score against their score.
So you're saying is we'll have exhibition games.
Yeah.
With no wagering.
Because, I mean, the commitment for a real league would be something we wouldn't be able to do.
No, we couldn't do that.
We just come in like the Harlem Globetrotters would come in.
Yes, that's right.
With the same antics. Rob, we're going to have to work up some jester-like shtick.
Hello, Sean.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Sean, hi.
Good, good. I got a name for your team.
All right, well, we like Dynamite's gutter balls, but we're open.
How about two balls blue?
No, the Gutter Balls is the official name of the team.
Okay, yeah, okay, guys. Good luck to you.
All right, thank you, Sean.
It'll be miserable.
Hey, Eric.
Yeah.
Hi.
Hey, guys, just want to let you know, be careful. You don't want to end up like Woody Harrelson in Kingpin. Handcutting the whole thing there.
Well, didn't they chop his hand off?
They put his hand into into the ball washer thing.
Oh, this is making me, I'm getting more excited about it. I mean, you know why?
Why?
I know why they did it. Wagering.
That's right.
Wagering.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, baby.
We love to gamble.
Yeah, we could do the ringer thing, you know, where we like step all over ourselves in the first frame, and then we come back and we kill them.
Hello, Donna Mike Show.
Yeah, hi.
Hi there.
I was just thinking you might want to call yourself the Nads.
The Nads. You know, everybody's got not bad suggestions, but I think
Gutter Balls.
Don and Mike's Gutter Balls.
Yeah, but then you get yourself a cheerleading team, and they're in the background yelling, "Go Nads! Go Nads!"
I like the idea of a cheerleading team.
Hey, that's not bad.
Yeah.
Go Nads! Go Nads! Hello, Chad.
Yeah, guys, listen, I'd be willing to bowl you in Gaithersburg. I got a bunch of leagues that'd be willing to do it.
See, now this is already...
I'm going to be right back with you.
Okay, who are you talking to there, Chad?
I'm sorry, I'm at work. I'm trying to answer like three calls at once.
Wait, but you're in a bowling league?
I've got friends that are in a league, and I know we could get a team together to bowl against you.
All right, hold on. Let Lisa get your information.
Okay, thank you.
Oh, but Christ, first we need the shoes and the shirts and the big balls.
Right.
Hey, Steve?
Yes, sir.
Oh, is this the bowling supply guy?
This is the man with the big balls.
Hey, hi, Steve.
How are you?
We're doing great. Can we get custom shirts, shoes, and balls?
I got it.
Beautiful. Fantastic.
Wow. Beautiful.
You make really nice bowling shirts?
I can do what you want.
High quality?
Yes, sir.
Like with glitter and stuff?
If you want glitter.
Like, you want it to look like something the Rockettes might wear?
They have to be nice. I want the kind of bowling shirt. When we walk into that alley, you're going to know we're there.
Okay.
Red, white, and blue, and lots of glitter.
Okay.
Me too. And like spangly stars?
Maybe we get a fringe on them?
Yeah, we could do that.
No, I don't want like... You mean like Davy Crockett?
And then we could wear white cowboy boots?
No, we're not doing that.
Six shooters? And tiny little cowboy hats.
Getting into Mike's fantasy life here.
I'm so sorry.
All right, yeah, hold on a second, Steve.
Okay.
Yeah, we do need some supplies. Well, listen, let's just let this be the first start of our bowling team. Let's get this idea out there. Let's get going with this. Let's make this happen.
It'll be a blast.
Let's bowl. Let's kick some ass.
Yeah.
Let's win some bowling games.
Let's do it.
Let's have some fun. From the Donna Mike mailbag. Do you have the sample, Robbie?
Yeah, I do.
I know we got to do a break here.
Urine sample?
No. The sample I got
it's in the envelope.
Hey, where is...
Oh, man, I forgot this from yesterday.
Our wonderful producer, Lisa Herndon. Lisa, would you come here, please?
Lisa's about to sacrifice herself for the show again.
I got this in the mail yesterday. And, Rob, this appears to be sealed. You're probably going to have to get a razor blade to open that.
Use your teeth, Rob.
Hi, Lisa. I got this in the mail yesterday from Reno, Nevada.
Oh, no.
Where the show is heard on KPLY.
Right. Wow.
So it says, Dear Don, recently we heard you talking about a problem you're having with athlete's foot. My father and three brothers had the similar problem, and nothing they tried worked for them either. So my father tried out many combinations of ingredients and found one that worked for him and my brothers. Enclosed is a sample for you to try. Apply once in the morning and once again the evening before bed. Your athlete's foot will be gone within days. We'd appreciate your feedback as to how this sample worked for you. And this is from Tristan Thistle. Now,
Tristan Thistle.
You got it, Robbie?
Find a razor anywhere.
All right, come here. I got scissors. Come here, I'll handle it. So what they sent was...
I don't have athlete's foot.
No.
This is, we have a theory that this is not athlete's foot medication.
They sent something in a little case... That sure does, from the outside, look like a guy's DNA sample. And I think what they think I'm...
Dom was about to throw this away yesterday, and they suggested, well, if you know, if we think that, we you ought to smell it.
Yeah. And,
hey, good looking out.
I thought this is something that a listener, this is a great practical joke, you know, that they will, you know, shoot some DNA into this little jar.
And then you'll rub it on your foot and they'll get the big laugh riot.
Rub it on my foot. So in order to find out if it is, in fact, DNA, I'm trying to open this thing. They actually sealed it. We thought
hermetically
it,
sealed.
I have a question. Is this one of those duties that I'm allowed to pass off to
no,
Joe?
No, because we need a girl to do this.
Because you don't know what it smells like?
Correct.
Right.
I don't know what it smells like. I don't. Uh-huh. Oh, and speaking of that, did you take care of stupid Nick the other night?
No, I haven't seen him yet.
Like you promised? You haven't seen... How come you haven't seen Stupid Nick? It's been 2 days. Oh, you've been doing the stuff with your...
family, yeah. Taking care of Zach and my sister.
Okay, hold on. You know, I can't...
What's the dilly?
Should we be opening suspicious packages?
Oh, Buzz, look at it. It's okay. The package, it's less than an inch.
I don't want anything bad to happen to you.
No, I don't think it contains anthrax or anything.
See, I'm in the safe booth.
And, you know, will everybody please stop this incredible desire to make this bad thing that happened in Nashville today,
it's the hysteria,
into something awful. Some idiot got on a Greyhound bus in Nashville.
Attacked a driver.
Yeah, and slashed the driver's throat. Right. And like six people were killed, and 30-some people are hospitalized. And immediately, they go on TV, and they break in, and they say, breaking news, possible terrorist, possible bus hijacking. Greyhound bus working with the FBI. They're going to stop all Greyhound bus today. It's entirely possible that this is just a nut job.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, it is. And right now, they, you know, I guess, what's the latest? They've suspended their operations for a while.
Right.
They have a conference call or something.
Pulled their 1,900 buses off the road. The Justice Department doesn't think it's terrorist-related, although we understand that the guy with the knife who slashed the driver's throat had a Croatian passport, but that's all we know right now.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
Okay.
You know,
some nut.
You know, I went to get my haircut yesterday. You get that open yet, Lisa? Oh, okay. I just want to mention, I got my haircut yesterday, and the guy who cuts my hair is from... Turkey. Mm-hmm. That's the country he's from. Right. And as he was cutting my hair yesterday, we were talking about this, and he mentions that he's a Muslim. Mm-hmm. You know, and right away, I'm as guilty as anybody.
You have that pause.
I'm looking at him in the mirror as he's cutting my hair, and I'm thinking, oh, my God, I got a Muslim who's got all of these sharp scissors. I'm Johnny Patriot on the radio saying, you know, bomb their asses, bomb their asses. But I got an interesting perspective from him that he said, you know, not all Muslims are bad. I know a lot of people who feel...
Hey, I feel an extreme amount of sadness at those victims, and they are victims also of this tragedy, and it really is a bummer when you see people that you know that are from the Middle East, and you know they're Americans like we are, and you have to feel for them also. I think that's one of the saddest aspects of this whole thing, and I think most people are able to put it in perspective.
Well, I think I was. I talked to him, and then as I made my way out of the
you dashed out of the store without giving a tip.
I got up to the front desk, and she said, "How was the haircut?" And I said, "Great. Listen, I never want him to cut my hair. I don't want a Muslim cutting my hair, please, for God's sake. Give me someone from Nebraska.
Stop it.
I don't care how bad the haircut is. If the guy puts a bowl on my head, please, no Muslims cutting my hair."
He's
a great barber, and it gave me a different perspective. Because I always knew that he was like a foreign guy, but I never knew that where he was from or that he was a Muslim. Lisa, you now have the athlete's foot remedy opened up?
Yeah.
Okay, all we want you to do is just smell
a little
it.
Sniff.
Smell it and tell us if it smells like a guy's DNA.
Here we go.
She's opening it. Does it look like, does it have the consistency of DNA?
It's a little bit thicker, but it definitely looks like it could be.
See, someone out there, I'm sure, just doing this in a jar, thinking I'm going to rub it on my feet.
You ready to take a whiff, Lisa?
Yeah, I'm ready.
Okay,
here we go.
One, two, three, go.
Ooh.
No. Not DNA.
What is it? What does it smell like? Cherries?
No, not cherry.
What does it smell like?
Feet.
Oh! It smells like feet.
Oh, good.
No, it doesn't have much of a scent. You want to try? It's not bad.
Okay, all right. You know, it sure does look like it, though. It looks like it. Maybe it's in a... See, Mike, look at that. It's about ready to drip out there.
Yeah, it's kind of gooey.
Almost looks like a money shot from a porno.
Pretty nasty. I mean, it looks like bomb of some kind.
It's the bomb.
Mm.
I don't smell anything. I don't detect anything.
Oh, that's okay.
You want to smell it?
No, I don't.
Okay.
No.
I think you should.
Okay. Yeah.
No, I don't.
All right, Lisa, put it down by his nose.
No.
Make him smell.
No.
Make him smell.
Hold him down.
And there it is. Lisa's got Mike to smell it now.
It's odorless.
Yeah, I didn't smell anything.
No, just like
well, then,
wax,
Lisa,
maybe.
It's odorless. It feels
waxy,
like...
waxy smell almost?
It's a little waxy.
Mm-hmm.
It's a little waxy.
How would you feel about tasting it?
No, I'm on a diet, see?
Okay. All right, I know.
No, that's a bit of a...
Oh, my God. Okay, we've lost Mike.
Mike is down.
Is taking a fall.
Mike is taking a fall.
Well, you know, maybe that's not DNA, but I'm not rubbing anything that some guy just puts in a jar and sends to the radio station.
God, I'm done.
Mike, can you pull yourself up?
I'm dizzy.
Pull yourself up.
Mommy!
Pull yourself up.
Mommy!
And what you, the home listener, don't know is that Mike goes all the way with that. Mike takes the fall. He really takes a prat fall.
I'm a haver.
He takes the fall. All right, well, thank you, the Thistle family. Thistles from Reno. Yes, you're right, Lisa. Thank you, Lisa.
Thanks, Lisa.
Lisa, come on, get back on my microphone. Thank you for sniffing that.
You're welcome.
Thank you. Appreciate that. See, that's why you're a great producer. Charlie Broyhill would never have sniffed that for
not a million years.
But he was our producer.
He wouldn't even get a flu shot.
Take the 100th caller now. There's your touchstones. Prize package selected especially for you. 877-365-3636. Dial recklessly. When we get a winner, we come right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
I didn't understand you, sir.
Don and Mike, Jerry!
No, I was right the first time. I don't understand you. Well, thank you, sir. Whatever that was.
Jerry!
I can't believe I paid for this guy to be here.
Down 20% for your listening pleasure, The Don and Mike Show.
I saw Jerry Seinfeld and Chris Rock on some TV show. He signed Chris Rock to be on that benefit he's doing, which is great.
Right.
I saw the two of them sitting next to each other being interviewed. I felt bad for Chris Rock because I think Chris Rock disagrees with Jerry Seinfeld.
Oh, really?
Here was the question. The question was, are there will comedy in America change?
Mm-hmm.
Are they were saying, well, there's going to be less mean-spirited comedy, less comedy poking fun at people and race and the way different people react.
Right.
And do you think that this is going to happen? And Chris Rock was looking like he was dying to say, no, I want everything just to be the way that it used to be.
Right.
But instead, Jerry Seinfeld went into his whole big... Well, let me tell you that, yes, we have to be more sensitive. And I think, more jokes about, well, for instance, have you ever noticed when you go to the dryers and there's only one sock there?
Oh.
Where'd the other sock go?
And Chris Rock was sitting by politely.
And Chris Rock was in there wearing like this big fuzzy suede pimp hat. Just looking at Jerry Seinfeld like, you dumb ass. You know, that I knew Chris Rock had something funny that he wanted to say that
right.
disagreed, but like Jerry Seinfeld already came out and said, no, we got to be more sensitive.
Sure.
You know, where does that sock go?
You know, I for one would like to hear Chris Rock's take on everything when it all settles down.
That one sock, it escaped from the dryer. Where does it go?
I mean,
the people are cracking up like, yes, Jerry, that's what we need.
Where's it go?
We need jokes about where the socks go out of the dryer. No, I'm with you. I'd like to hear Chris Rock's take.
I really would.
I hope that during that show, whatever that benefit is, that Chris Rock does his act.
Did you watch any of the Lennon thing last night? That was,
I watched part of it.
I'm such a big John Lennon fan, and it's just, some of the artists that were singing
they just butchered his songs.
Yeah, I mean, really. I mean, and it was all well and good. But, you know, for me also, after watching the first tribute, if you're going to tie it, was this planned before the event
long before, and they had to replan it to get it together.
It was just going
to
be a tribute to John Lennon.
You know, it's like they tied it in with all, and not wanting to see, I know we live by commercials here, but it just was weird. The TNT squeezed every commercial break that they possibly could. You know, it's like, thank you, New York City. Here's a song. Okay, thank you, Yoko. Commercial break. It seemed weird.
We will be right back.
Oh. And my Yoko alarm was going off like crazy. Ah, the Yoko Ono alarm. Whenever I hear this, I am assured John is in a better place now.
And give Cyndi Lauper some background singers.
Please! Hey, hello, Don and Mike show.
Am I caller 100?
Yes.
Ah, I'm in Lodi, California.
Oh, beautiful. Who is this, honey?
Jennifer.
Jennifer, what do I have for you? Oh, look at the Band of Brothers prize pack.
I like that.
Oh, I'm so excited.
Don't miss the Band of Brothers, a new episode Sunday night, 9 Eastern, 8 Central, only on the HBO. Thank you for listening, honey. We appreciate it.
Thank you.
Thank you. Hold on just a second. What have my notes here today? Well, this is just rhetorical. When are we going to retaliate? You know, it's over 3 weeks now. I'm ready. Mm-hmm. Do it. I mean, really. I don't. Why are you laughing at me?
Because what I think you're getting is you're not going to get what you want. You want the TV retaliation, and I think you're going to get maybe a lot of stuff that's already happened.
Tell us.
It would be a covert operation.
Just say, you know what? We can't tell you what, but we're doing it.
Well, see, then you're telling us, but you're not really telling us.
No, I can't.
Hey, listen, we can't tell you exactly where, but we did something last night.
Hey, you know what? That would make me happy.
Well, yeah, I don't know if you're going to get what you want. Happy. You might not get what you want.
Well, I'm pissed. It's been 3 weeks. I'm ready to retaliate.
This is being taken as a sign that some guys from Pakistan, some government officials, were supposed to go into Afghanistan today and, you know, tell them one last time to hand over Osama bin Laden. They've canceled that trip.
And they're still doing coalition building, too.
And the speculation is they canceled the trip because they don't want to be there when, you know, the bombing starts.
Well, okay, great. Let's start it then.
Well, they're coming out specifically and saying that, you know, I guess it was Tony Blair that said, the Taliban has got to, you know, turn over these terrorists or prepare to lose their regime
We've been saying that for two goddamn weeks.
Well, you got to put it. You got to put everything in place. I think things are moving the way they should be.
I'm pissed. I want now. It's been 3 weeks. Now, come on, before the weekend. I'm serious as cancer.
Well, I don't know whether you're going to get what you want.
Do it now.
What do you want specifically?
You know what? I would be happy with even the scenario you said.
Right.
If Rumsfeld or one of these guys comes on TV and just says, America, listen, it's secret. We can't tell you, but we're doing stuff.
Mm-hmm.
We're doing, and I don't want to hear the stuff with, we're planning stuff.
Well,
we're getting all of our partners together on this. We're still collecting information. No, I want to come out and say, you know what? We're doing what you want us to do. We can't tell you. Trust us. But we're doing it.
You know, rather than to see on the TV news the bombing of a city, I want to see the fact that we're going in and really using our special forces to get these guys, surgically get the guys that are really at fault here. And
I'd like to see the bombing of a city, though.
I know you would.
I would. I'm sorry. I would. It makes me an awful person. I'll stand by that. I want to see the bombing of a city.
That's dumb.
I've not been the first time I've been called dumb before. But
just,
I want
this bombing a city. I think you got to have, you got to know what you're doing, and I think that's what they're doing now.
Oh, you don't.
Just bomb everybody.
Yeah.
Kill them all, let God sort them out.
No, just the bad ones. You know, I mean, just the ones.
That's the thing. The bad ones, you don't get just the bad ones if you do that.
Well, all I know is it's been 3 weeks and we've not done dick.
Well, I think we have, though. I think we're over there with, you know, we're actually
looking at them with our binoculars and we're planning what to do.
Well, I also read that we're sending, we've had people in Afghanistan that have, we've already sent special operations into Afghanistan that are actually setting targets.
I'm antsy. I'm antsy for some action.
We all are.
For some retribution.
You have always been a very impatient man.
I have been very patient. Mm-hmm. It's now been 3 weeks and one day.
Right.
Come on.
Well, I like every day what I'm reading that, that we are doing things and there is a lot going on with the military, sending this carrier here, sending this task force here.
I keep hearing that.
We got to get them over there before we, attack.
I keep hearing that. It's been 3 weeks.
It's not like you took a plane off.
How long does it take a boat to get over there?
It takes a while.
Not 3 weeks.
Well, I don't know whether it's 3 weeks, but we've already got boats over there.
We had some boats over there already.
We're strengthening our forces. We're calling up reserves.
Right. I see that all the time.
And I think there's probably a lot going on that we don't know. And I think that I have confidence that it's working.
And we're preparing here at home for retaliation.
I'm not saying that I don't have confidence.
And we're strengthening our own security.
I just want some friggin' results.
Right.
I want, it's been 3 weeks and one day. Do something.
Mm-hmm.
Do something.
blow up some buildings. What are you laughing about?
It's just the way you're saying it. It just, you know, it's, I think that, that stuff's happening that's going to be
well,
A-okay.
Okay. Sure. Keep waiting. Keep waiting. That's all I say. Keep waiting.
Keep waiting, America. It's an old cliche, but I do believe in it. Revenge is best served cold.
Well, I like mine piping hot.
I know you do.
I like mine hot.
I understand
they poke you, you poke them, boom, right back.
Well, you don't want to poke the wrong guy.
Oh, gee, I think that maybe they poked 6,000 of the wrong guys over here.
Well, does that mean that we go over and kill 6,000 innocent people?
Yes. Yeah. I mean, listen, I'm frustrated.
Well,
I'm frustrated. I'm bombarded with this crap on TV every day of the body count and the funerals and the death certificates. And I'm so friggin' tired of just seeing, well, just if America will just be patient.
I've got a lot of confidence in our military. I really do. I've got a lot of confidence in the people that are doing this. And I think that, you know, even though they're saying, you know, the budgets have been cut on the military in the past few years, I still think that we've got the greatest military in the world.
I don't disagree with you.
You know, what I get tired of is when you hear the comparisons to the Russian experience in Afghanistan. I think it's a different world.
Hey,
technologically, it's a different world.
The Russians suck.
We can go in there and we can do a lot more effective damage than, you know, when the Soviets were.
I mean, has anybody seen this Taliban army? Have you seen them? They drive like Firebirds. I'm not kidding. They drive Camaros.
Up in the mountains.
They drive Camaros. They drive Mustangs.
Right.
Come on. You tell me we can't go over and take out a guy who's driving a Mustang, a Shelby Mustang?
I also read an article you wouldn't like at all that said that, you know, really, that this might be the serious activity might take place in the spring because we're going to wait until after the winter.
F that. I'm not for that.
I know you're not.
I'll be
want it yesterday.
I'm be mightily pissed. That's all I want to say. Retaliate now. I'm tired of waiting. I'm with you, though. I have all faith in America, and that's why I think we should retaliate. I don't think we are the greatest fighting force in the world. G.I. Joe, fighting man from head to toe.
Mm-hmm.
On the land, on the sea, in the air.
But your commander-in-chief urged patience.
Well,
he urged the Americans
to be patient. I've been patient.
I think we should be patient about our airports opening.
3 weeks in one day.
We should be patient about everything. We should take our time.
I'm fine with all that.
We should do it right. We should secure this country before we do anything significant.
Get the bastards.
And when we do it, let's do it right. And let's do it in such a way that we're going to get the guys who are responsible for this.
Boy, I wish I was in charge. God damn, I wish I was in charge. I really do.
World War III.
I wish I had the helmet on. I wish I did. I would now listen, I'm a coward. I don't want to be one of the guys fighting.
Of course not.
But I want to be one of the guys sitting behind the scenes.
Right.
You know,
right.
Sitting in the underground office of the Pentagon saying, okay, do this, do this, do this, do this. It's like Rodney. I want two of those cities bombed. I want four of them cities bombed. I want two of them aircraft carriers taken out. And give me four of them planes out of the sky.
You know what my favorite headline to read would be if you picked up the paper tomorrow and you said there is a rumor that Osama bin Laden was killed in a covert operation with no confirmation. I think that kind of thing is going to get these cells scurrying and, as George Bush said, running out of their holes and that type of thing. I like that idea.
I want to say to the United States government, I think I've done a fantastic job here at this radio station. I am willing to be your program director of the war.
Mm-hmm.
I am willing to.
And I support you. You know I have supported you for many, many years, Don.
On your
desire to manage the Washington Redskins, to be the head coach. I am telling the U.S. government, for all, please, God, do not listen to this man.
I will format it out beautifully into 15-minute increments.
Right.
To get maximum.
I mean, you'll have a clock.
Time spent listening. Yes.
A sortie clock? Yeah. Is that what it's going to be?
Hot clock.
The hot clock,
the DJ clock. Uh-huh. You know, you attack. As a matter of fact, we could attack on the sevens.
Mm-hmm.
You know.
Right.
You know, we have
surrender on the ones. Right. They can surrender
bombs
on the
ones. Bombs and strafing on the eights.
Right. That's right. Air attacks on the nines.
Sure.
I mean, I can make it happen.
I know you can.
I can make it. You know, call in now and if you can select the city that we're going to bomb next, you're going to win $100 in cash.
In the great tradition of Joseph Stalin, you would be an exquisite leader.
And don't forget to sell your country's letters. USA at the end of every break.
Let's sell the letters.
Right. Get a nice jingle package going. Well, listen, I'm pissed.
You're not alone. I think a lot of people are frustrated. A lot of
ready.
People want action.
I'm just ready, and I'm trying to.
Would you agree with me on this, though? That you think? Don't you think we're there is going to be action. It's just a question of when.
You know what pisses me off is that I've heard the same stuff you have, that we might wait until spring.
Right.
Now, if that happens, I'm going to be out of my friggin' mind.
Mm-hmm.
That, well, we have to wait until the whole winter goes by?
Well, you might have to.
I got the feeling the Sopranos are going to come back on the air before we do something.
What about, did we ever have that story about those, were there California millionaires or these millionaire businessmen that had actually assembled a mercenary team? Did anybody read about that?
I haven't heard about it.
I heard that there was some sort of covert operation, like a privately financed army.
Some of these guys were
getting together these mercenaries, a bunch of bad guys that nobody knew about. I don't know where I read that, but I did read that.
Mike, you read too much.
I know. Ever since you taught me.
Ever since he learned.
Yeah. Ever since I learned, I've just been going hog wild.
Another impatient man, you have to remember, Hitler tried to attack Russia in the winter, and it didn't go very well.
Hitler was a bad guy. The United States, good guys, Rob.
Yeah, stop quoting Hitler, Rob.
I'm not quoting him. I'm just learning from mistakes of past enemies.
Well, listen, right now, all I know is that it's beautiful. The weather's beautiful. It's 80 degrees.
It's 80 degrees here.
It started to snow in Afghanistan.
It's a colder climate.
Then, give the guys parkas and give them those little warm-up things you put in your boots.
Right.
Let's go. Let's kick some ass before it gets really cold over there. Let's do it. Let's retaliate. So I'm trying to get away from this last night because really I'm mad. I can't stop watching like the stupid Fox News channel. They keep running on the bottom of the screen, the breaking news, which is not breaking news. So I think, you know what, I'm going to get away from this for a second. I turn on the stupid Dharma and Greg show, which I hate. I've always hated. But I have a question. Why is Dharma in a wheelchair?
Dharma's in a wheelchair? Does that involve some sort of very special Dharma and Greg?
It might have been, I think, last year.
Was she drooling or did her head...
No, she's not.
To one side.
I think the cliffhanger might have been last year that she was in a car crash. Mm-hmm. I know that the commercial I saw had that bad, the bad TV shot where they got the actors and they're driving in a car and it's obvious that they're on a set somewhere and they've got the chroma key fake background behind them.
Right.
And all of a sudden you go, to be continued.
They do it in soap operas a lot, too.
And she's in a wheelchair. If that's not a sign of desperation for Dharma and Greg.
Yeah, that's a very, very, very special Dharma and Greg.
Dharma's in a wheelchair. Why the hell's Dharma in a wheelchair?
Dharma
and Greg. Oh, we got a break already? Why?
Batman.
Batman.
Ooh. Batman?
Oh, we got a break for Batman. All right, well, I hope that during this commercial
break... Maybe he can come up. Your superhero can come up with some solutions for you to... to deal with your desire, your thirst for retaliation.
I will bet you. And how about we ask him?
Right.
If Batman thinks we should retaliate now, or if he's happy, if he's patient enough to wait.
Let's find out.
Let's find out. I bet he's on my side.
And if he's not, what happens?
Well, he's off my list. He's like the people who got canned here today. He's dead to me.
Don't call. That's right. I forgot about all that. I completely agree with you.
Thank you, Mike.
Bomb them all.
Listen, you're not going to be fired for having your own point of view on this show.
Right.
So when we come back, we'll have Batman, and maybe someone can tell me why Dharma is in a wheelchair. The dumbest thing I've ever seen, Leslie. Dharma rolling.
And I think Lisa nodded when you said car crash.
Car wreck. Car wreck.
And her wheelchair was, like, decorated with, like, those things that little kids put on the end of their bicycle?
Little tassels. Right.
Those were on the back of her wheelchair.
I've got those on several pairs of pants. And I want them on our bowling shirts.
And I don't know if she if she's going to put the baseball trading cards.
Right, to make the sound.
In the wheel of her. In the, you get a clothespin. And when you drive, it goes.
Yeah, and you get good hearty cards so they last a long time.
What the hell is Dharma doing in a wheelchair?
Dharma!
Yeah, this is what's wrong. We're not retaliating. Dharma's in a wheelchair.
Mm-hmm. I know.
Christ, we got a break. We'll come back with Batman right after this.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Everybody loves Don and Mike.
But someone told me that both the Joker and the Penguin were after Batman, and Robin almost got eaten alive by a giant clam.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Or you call 202-432-1067. Those are the phone numbers today.
Live from the Pegasus, the Don and Mike Show.
Hi, welcome to the Pegasus.
Hi, everybody.
Well, Adam West ain't here.
Aww.
I don't know where he is.
Now, Lisa just came running in right when you were talking there and was waving her head, her hand above her head.
What does that mean? No?
I don't know.
What's the deal with Batman?
He's fighting crime.
He's fighting crime. He's flying around. Well, he doesn't fly.
He's climbing around. I think she's trying to get him on the phone because he's not here.
He uses his utility belt.
Are you getting Batman or should I move on, Lisa?
Batman. Batman.
Batman.
When last we checked, Lisa was trying to get Batman.
Oh, that's a delightful sum of it, Alexander. Here comes Joseph Arden.
Here's superhero Joe Arden.
Yeah, we had him and he fell off the tree, so we're trying to get him back.
All right, well, at least we've located him on the telephone.
We have located Batman.
We've located Batman. Wow. Let me see, what else do I have here on my Batman tapes?
Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
Frank Gorshin.
Three men in a boat with four cigarettes, but no matches.
You throw one over and make the boat a cigarette lighter. I know this one.
Before you trip over your cape, Batman, riddle me this.
Riddle me this.
There are three men in a boat with four cigarettes, but no matches.
Throw one over.
How do they manage to smoke?
Throw one over. Throw one over and make the boat a cigarette lighter.
The Riddler.
Do the Batusi.
Hey, now, here's the answer to the riddle, though.
You throw one over and make the boat a cigarette lighter.
What is this? This is Batman Riddles the Riddler, also called High Diddle Riddle.
High Diddle Riddle. Whoa!
Come on, here we go. And...
There were three men in a boat with four cigarettes and no matches.
Right.
How did they manage to smoke?
I know.
They threw one cigarette overboard and made the boat a cigarette lighter.
Yeah, all right. Well, here he is now. We got him. Here he is, everybody. My favorite. Batman, Adam West.
Adam. Yeah.
Hi, Adam.
Hey, guys.
Adam, thank you for joining us. Boy, so many things I want to ask Batman.
Forget it.
Let me ask you.
I'll answer him when I'm back there.
All right, and I'm sorry you're not here now, but Adam, let me ask you something. As Adam West, American, and as Batman, you'll always be Batman. Michael Keaton was fine. Val Kilmer was fine. George Clooney was fine. But you're always Batman.
Yeah, he's the real deal.
As Adam West and as Batman, do you think?
Well, you guys probably grew up with me.
I did. Do you think the United States should retaliate now? Or are you happy being patient, waiting for us to retaliate?
I'm torn. I'm not happy. I'm doing my best to be patient and to do the right thing. Because it's a very complicated matter, as you know.
Oh, look at that. Mike, Batman said the same thing as you.
Batman is a clear-thinking individual.
You let me down.
As are most superheroes.
You let me down, Adam.
Well, I hope so. You know, I'm sitting here in the Idaho annex of Wayne Manor.
Oh, you're in Idaho.
You're at your farm, right? You're big spread up in Idaho.
Well, I'm watching Aunt Harriet out there. She's picking cabbages.
Oh, boy, that's always fun to watch.
Hey, listen, you know, every time we've had you on the show, I won't bore you again with my love of the Batman show.
We should remind Adam exactly now, how much Batman means to you. And, I mean, as an adult, not just... You know, it's not just a childhood memory like it is for some of us, but you still, to this day, revere this man.
I do. I love the Batman show when I was a kid was the greatest, and I love it. I know every episode by heart. I do. I'm a mental patient when it comes to Batman. I've got the uniforms, and I've got, you know, the cars, and I've got all the autographed crap, and I'm...
Oh, my God, got a life.
I know. I can't help it. I was excited. I got the DVD for my birthday. And
well, I can't wait to get back there and meet you guys in person, then. Do you want to buy a costume?
Ah. Now, listen. I once was involved in some deal to buy one of the cowls that you wore on the show.
Really?
But they wanted some ridiculous amount, like $30,000-$40,000.
How many cowls do you have in your possession now?
Well, I've got, I've got a warehouse full of the memorabilia. So I have several cowls and, you know, costumes, and it just goes on.
Do you
Bat Shield? Every script I ever did.
You got the Bat Shield?
Sure, I got the phone. I've got the Bat Surfboard. All kinds of stuff.
You don't know. See, the Bat Shield was the thing that they used to. Robin used to unfold this thing. It was made out of like bulletproof plastic.
Right.
And as they ran through the streets, the bullets would bounce off the Bat Shield.
And you have the Bat Shield.
Well, actually, it came out of my utility belt, that little tiny pocket.
Yeah, right.
It unfolded to that large size.
Cool. Oh, listen, I got to promo this, that Adam will be at, here in D.C., at the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectible Extravaganza.
Yeah, I can't wait to get back there and see your fans, because things have been so horrible and tragic, and maybe we can have some fun.
And it's Saturday and Sunday at Montgomery County Fairgrounds.
Uh-huh.
And listen to this. Batman, Adam West, he's the only name. I mean, they have John Provost, who was Timmy on Lassie.
Yeah. But he didn't have a Bat Shield.
They have the Iron Sheik, the WWF wrestler.
Well, he'll be popular.
And Dwayne Hickman, who of course was on Dobie Gillis.
Oh, he's a terrific guy, but I won't allow them in my contract to hire anyone more important.
No, and you're Adam, you're the man. Now, about Batman, and be honest with me now. When you first made the show,
yeah,
I know now that 40 years later, you can look back and you can say, hey, it was campy, it was a comedy.
This is another debate that we were having.
How many years?
No. Mike and I have had this argument. When you were making the show, and be honest with me, and I've seen you interviewed, I know we've had you on the show before, and you've said it's funny, you laugh all the time.
Don believes, with his heart of hearts, that when you were making the show, that you were making a serious hero show, and that you did not perceive it as a comedy show when you were making it, and I have disagreed with him on that.
At least in the very beginning.
Well, I can tell you very quickly, Mike, you're absolutely right. He's totally wrong.
Oh, you're killing me.
You must be punished.
You're kidding me. You mean even the first episode where the girl gets thrown into the atomic pile?
And why would I look over the side of the atomic pile as Batman, let a little tear come out of my cowl and say, with the smoke rising from the go-go dancer, Batman says, what a way to go.
Yeah, no, that's right. Well, what a way to go-go. Yeah, I know.
Don, that can't be serious.
Understand, the show meant so much to me.
It meant so much to me, too.
You know, I even watch the bad episodes.
Yeah.
I mean, the ones towards, like, the last season when you had no budget.
Well, that one bad episode.
When all of the stuff just happened on a soundstage, and they would just put a big, you know, like in the beginning, like when they would have the Riddler's hideout or the Joker's hideout, they would have elaborate sets, but like by the last year, it would just be a stage with a purple curtain. That would be where the Riddler or the Joker hung out.
Well, Rochester, it wasn't that bad.
Well, what about this? Here's another question.
But we did cut costs, yeah.
Cesar Romero.
Uh-huh.
Now, we asked this to the Riddler, and he got pissed.
Yeah.
Maybe you'll give us an honest answer. It's got nothing to do with the mustache and the makeup.
No, that's we've covered that.
Good.
In your experience with Cesar Romero, did he like the bologna pony?
I've got great legs. That was the only reason I was cast. But no, he never did. He was always very proper, very professional.
And have you heard anything about...
He never...
On the way home. What?
He never hit on you, did he, Adam?
No, he never did.
Okay, all right.
He was really a kind of a neat guy, and I didn't know anything about that.
Now,
well, I can't tell the story.
To the best of your knowledge, was the late Cesar Romero either gay or bisexual?
I don't know. I was such an innocent bat.
Oh, okay. All right, so you didn't know. That's good. Frank Gorshin really kind of had a meltdown when we asked him.
Did he really?
Yeah, well, we were doing it in a lighthearted way because, you know, not that there's anything wrong with that, but we were doing it in a lighthearted way, and he was not having any. He didn't want to have fun.
And also, listen, he was pissed because he was promoting Dixie cups.
Dixie Riddle cups.
The Dixie Riddle cups.
And we're probably not being as reverent as we should have about the Dixie Riddle cups.
I mean, you see, that's the thing that I do like about you. You're fine with the fact you're Batman.
Yeah, you came on our show years ago. You came into the studio, and meet you. And I know you've completely forgotten it. Obviously, you made a reference to that. But we, you know, we like to have a little fun.
I can see you now.
You broke my heart, but don't worry about it. I'll get over it.
I got that same silly t-shirt, don't you?
But you don't mind being Batman. You don't mind that people come up to you and go, hey, you're Batman, right?
No, not at all. Because, you know, when they do, and it's been 30 years or a few more, they're always nice and fun and funny.
That's right.
And people have such a respect for the show that, you know, how many actors get a chance to create a classic character?
When you were Batman, I'm talking in the heyday now.
Should I complain? Yeah.
When the show was on twice a week, when it was 66, 67, was number one. And I don't know, I'm like a stalker. I know so much about you. I know that your marriage, you know, you became Batman, and then for whatever reason, you broke up with your wife.
You know the bio, don't you?
My question is, when you were free, I mean, how much stink did you get when Batman was it? When you could go into a club and
you ever been free? Hello.
A long time ago, but when I was
never been free. Hello.
When I was free, but when I was free,
hello.
When I was free, I was not Batman, though. Mm-hmm. I mean, I was not the
I think we lost him.
I think he couldn't hear you. And
he said a line. He didn't do that on purpose.
I thought he was joking.
Batman, it might be Batman? That Idaho phone reception.
Mm, yeah. We just lose Batman again.
You know what? I remember it well now. He is so cool with the irreverence of the
very
thing.
Funny.
Funny guy.
Call him back.
You're still... And he still sounds like Batman, too. He goes, you're still wearing that same t-shirt, aren't you?
Batman.
That silly t-shirt.
All right, well, we'll give him the sex quiz next.
Good.
We got him back on the phone. He'll take it. Oh, and I want to ask him about if he's embarrassed that Burt Ward is such a fat load now.
Now, how you've seen pictures of Burt Ward recently?
On the DVD that Buzz got me for my birthday.
Right.
It has interviews with Batman and Robin as they are today.
What is Robin... And what is he... What is his hair? Has he lost his hair, too?
No, he's about like 100 pounds heavier.
Oh, really?
Oh, we got him back.
Good.
Hey, you didn't hang up, did you, Adam?
No, I wouldn't hang up with you guys, even with a question like that. But I saw a moose.
All right, well, let me...
I live up here in the woods, and I was startled.
Yeah, you really do, though, live out in the boonies, don't you, out there in Idaho?
Yeah.
And you do that. I mean, you don't mind the Batman thing, but you like it on your own terms, right?
I think so, yes. It would be good to have my whole life on my own terms.
There you go.
You ever smell Aunt Harriet's thong?
But her what?
Her thong.
Is that something she wears on her head?
Hey, listen, on this DVD that I got for the Batman movie.
Yeah, just bad.
Yeah, oh, no, of course, I got it the first day it came out with the interviews with you and with Burt Ward, and they got George Barris, the guy who made the Batmobile.
Right.
You know, I'm delighted with the way that turned out because it's gotten all kinds of good reviews.
Oh, it's outstanding. It's got a whole part where Adam and Burt are talking about being Batman and Robin.
That's cool.
And you see a bunch of behind-the-scenes pictures. Like, it's funny to see Adam West running around in his Batman suit, but without the mask and the cape on.
Right.
And, like, wearing his Batman suit with a robe over it.
Makeup!
You still look like Batman. I mean, you're still the same dreamy Adam West. But seriously, well, Burt Ward... How bad did you feel when you saw him? And he's like, he's like 300 pounds.
Well, I don't know how to answer that because he's still my little Robin, and no, it's a little difficult with a 300 pounds in a mask.
He's let himself go.
I guess a bit. Yeah,
a bit. All right. Okay.
Does he still try to get into the uniform?
But I've never seen this in years. I'd hate to see it now.
No, yeah, he couldn't get into his uniform. There's no way. Adam, can you still wear your original Batman uniform?
Oh, absolutely.
Wow.
Hey, just last night, I can't.
Now, listen, I got something for you, Adam.
Yeah.
This is something that all celebrities take when they come on our show. It's a quiz that Mike and I have taken ourselves. It's the Don and Mike Show Sex Quiz.
Lots of famous celebrities have taken this sex quiz.
13 simple questions about your life, and we hope you'll be open and honest and you don't mind taking the sex quiz.
I believe it was Greg Brady, who was one of the classic television stars that recently took
Mark Wahlberg, the most recent.
Mark Wahlberg did the sex quiz, I believe.
Marky Mark, who in the movie Rockstar buys the Batmobile.
And Matt Damon took the sex quiz.
You know, it's amazing that I've got a lot of fans like you guys, you know, who are in entertainment.
Well, and thank you. Thank you for considering us in entertainment.
We appreciate that.
Look, you're not entertaining me. However, the thing is, it's nice to know that you guys get it.
That's good.
Well, see, but sadly, I don't.
You're funny guys, and you know, we tried to do a funny show, and that's nice. I hope your fans are there this weekend. That'll be nice to see.
Some of us get it.
Yeah.
I still think it's a serious show.
That's just me. All right. Oh, hold on. Before we give Adam the sex quiz, would you mind taking a few phone calls? Because we have people who want to talk to you. Would you mind that?
Hang on, guys. A big truck.
We hear it.
Yeah, go ahead.
All right, here we go. Here's Jeff in New Jersey. Jeff, you're on with Adam West.
Adam West, how are you?
Who's this, Jeff?
Yes, Jeff. This is Jeff from New Jersey. How are you, Adam West?
Oh, great shape. Jeff, how you doing?
Brother, I am also like Mike, where I grew up looking at that television and just being so enamored every day. When I think my daughter Mike might be a little bit older than me, but I remember it being on every day, not twice a week. But I have to ask you, the rumors were when Bruce Lee was asked, hey, look, do you mind letting Robin, you know, knock you out or something like that? People were nervous that Bruce Lee might kick everybody.
Hello. Hold on. Okay.
Adam, are you there?
Hold on. Where's that guy talking to?
Adam?
Oh, I'm still here.
I'll tell you, Jeff, you still there?
I'm not moving.
Right. There's some question about Bruce Lee.
Well, Bruce Lee was on the
Bruce Lee and the
Green Hornet.
Right. And what happened was that the rumor was that, you know, everybody was kind of nervous because Bruce Lee was a hothead. And they were afraid right up to the last second of that filming that Bruce Lee might turn around and knock this guy's teeth right out of his head.
Listen, I'll ask him. We lost him again. Thank you, though, Jeff.
All right, bye.
Thank you, bye-bye.
We're having a great deal of trouble. You know, you would think that Batman, in his utility belt, would have a functioning cell phone.
Batman. Well, there, the light's back on. Are we going to get him on again? I'd like to know what the hell he's doing. I've been hearing trucks go by, he's saying he's seeing moose.
It's very strange.
In the bat bunker in Idaho. That may be the problem.
I bet he still gets laid all the time because he's Batman. I'm going to ask him if he takes Viagra.
Very good.
Think he takes bad Viagra?
Bad Agra.
Hey, Adam.
Yes.
Hi, welcome back. Do you take Viagra?
What is the nature of the show?
The nature of the show?
No, the point is we keep getting cut off. Is it?
Oh, no, it's not us.
It isn't.
No.
We this is not our fault. No, we have the open line.
Well, it's not my fault.
Really?
Well, no, you're the guy with the moose in the backyard and the truck going by.
But you've got too many wires and switches and buttons.
Well, we've got a lot of them, but we're having a little difficulty.
Try to keep your hands still, and I'm sick of this.
All right, let
no
me...
No problem.
All right, let me give you the sex quiz, if you don't mind.
Let me
find the nice music.
All right, we're going to give Batman the sex quiz and see how he does.
Okay, here we go. It's 13 questions for Adam West, TV's Batman. Love him. See him this weekend in Gaithersburg, Maryland, at the Antique and Collectible Show.
Thanks.
Saturday, Sunday, Montgomery County Fairgrounds. Oh, we'll plug the hell out of this. You're a great guy. Adam West, have you ever been in a three-way or enjoyed group sex?
Personally?
Yes.
No, I usually send someone else.
Now, come on. Give us a yes or no.
I suppose as a child I might have.
There you go. That's a yes.
Very good.
All right. Seen something.
He'll warm up to it.
Adam, have you ever had sex with a woman while she's been menstruating?
No, I don't think so.
That's a no. Very good.
Adam?
Completely fooled.
have you ever had a homosexual experience?
I don't have to think about that because I haven't. And a lot of people would think so because I ran around in tights with the young boy.
Of course. Thank you for answering the question.
But never.
Have you ever made love in your parents' home?
Yes. Oh, many, many times.
Adam West, have you ever enjoyed...
I moved home when I was married.
Adam West, have you ever enjoyed hot interracial sex?
Hot
interracial sex.
No, not hot.
You've had interracial sex.
I don't remember.
That's a yes.
That's a yes.
Let me look. Wait. All right, I have a file here.
All right, here's one you're going to like.
I'm getting very tan. What?
Adam, have you ever J-O'd in front of others?
Lordy, J-O, is that a new kind of smoothie drink?
Have you?
No.
No, you've never gotten your jerk on in front of others.
All right,
okay.
Very good.
Have you ever had...
I don't even wear a jerkin.
Have you ever had sex in a public place?
I assume I have. I was too drunk to remember.
Uh-huh. Have you ever been filmed or photographed while having sex?
No.
No.
All right.
Adam, have you ever had sex in the no-no?
As a no-no?
In the no-no, you know, the bad place?
No.
Good man!
Adam, no.
Adam, have you J-O'd today?
How many times?
Have you really today already?
No. I couldn't. I was looking forward to your call, and I wanted to be at my peak.
Save it up. Have you ever had sex in a car?
What am I doing now? What?
Have you ever had sex in a car?
What model?
Yeah. That's a yes. More specifically, seriously, you ever bang a girl in the Batmobile?
Well, in the Batmobile?
In the Batmobile.
I tried, but it's too small.
Okay. Mm-hmm. I got two more questions.
She kept bumping her knees on the bat U-turn lever.
Two more for you, Adam.
What an image.
Have you ever had one night sex? One night stand.
A stranger.
With a stranger?
Yeah. Yes.
She looked very strange the next morning.
Yeah. Okay, and finally, here's the big one.
She was an old friend that evening.
You can round it off to the nearest 10, 50, or 100. Adam, what do you estimate your total number of sexual partners to be in your lifetime?
Oh, the lifetime?
Yes, the lifetime.
Oh, Lordy, I have no idea.
Well, we'll need a guesstimate of some kind.
I'll tell you that the wrestler Diamond Dallas Page said over 1,400.
Yes.
Greg Brady said...
700 or something like that?
Yeah, something like that.
What are these guys? Are they hermaphrodites?
Dennis Franz from NYPD Blue. Even Dennis Franz had over 100.
Yes, over 100, he said. Yes.
Well, I'm sure he's been, he's had a long run.
Yes, he has.
How about you? How many?
Just a guess if you can't think of
one. Oh, I'd say probably somewhere between 32 and 48,000.
Buzz, you're going to have to write
impressive.
Down 48,000 is the
I've
answer
written.
For Adam.
48,000, there we go.
48,000 sexual partners.
You know, guys have frequent sexual fantasies.
This is true, absolutely. But thank you for taking the quiz, and now Buzz Burbank, our newsman, has tabulated the results to compare you to the rest of the celebrities.
How did Adam do, Buzz?
A little conservative, but just right for a superhero. 6 yeses out of 12 yes and no answers. So right in the middle of the pack, Adam.
Yeah, very
good.
Nice.
Nice round of applause for you.
Okay, I'll try to move out from the pack.
Adam, let's see if
tonight.
We could one more time get a couple of calls for you, because people want to talk to you.
Yeah, somebody named Jeff was on the phone.
Well, he's gone now. This is George in New York. George, hi.
Hi, Adam West, please.
Yeah, he's here.
Adam, I don't know how to break this to you. My mother said back in the late 60s that she had a tryst with you, and I happen to be an illegitimate son.
George, what do you look like?
Well, I actually look just like you, and on this call, I had to tell the phone screen a whole different story. My name is actually Adam.
It is.
And my mother has, pictures of you and her going out on dates and things of this nature.
Hey, lordy.
Aren't you glad you stopped by for a visit, Adam?
Lordy. Let's go to Bob in Long Island. Bob, you're on with Adam West. Hello.
Hey, how you doing? Hi, okay. It's Adam. How are you?
Well, wait a minute, Bob. This is not another paternity suit.
No. I'm actually related to Robin myself. No, I just wanted to tell you that I enjoy your voiceovers that you've been doing, like on Johnny Bravo. And on the rest of the Cartoon Network, some of us have no life and we watch cartoons.
Thanks. How about Family Guy?
You're on the Family Guy, too?
Yeah, Family Guy. And I created a series that they're going to animate called Hero for Hire. And I'm going to do two of the voices.
Oh, wow. Fantastic.
Outstanding. Now, listen to this. I got a guy here from D.C. This guy's name is Tom, and he's got a rock band, and the name of the band is Adam West.
Oh, cool.
Is this the guy?
Tom? Hello?
Tom, is this the guy you named your band, Adam West?
Yeah, actually, this is Jake. I'm the singer in the band.
Well, tell me, you got Mr. West here. Tell him about your band.
What's up, Adam? How you doing?
Pretty Jake, but the thing is, you know, I want to hear you guys. Everywhere
yeah, absolutely.
I go, they talk about you. They say that, you know, you name yourselves for me. I don't know whether that's true, but...
It's absolutely true.
Well, that's great because, as a singer, I'd like to replace you. No problem, Jake.
I
want to be your lead singer.
Well, what kind of music do you play, Tom, in the Adam West band?
It's punk rock. Hard rock, punk rock.
Hard rock, punk rock. I think that's all that makes it all the more a perfect fit for you and the real Adam.
Absolutely. Right. Jake, did you say punk or funk?
Punk, as in P.
P, punk rock.
All right, well, there you know, the guy calls every time we mention you, so I wanted to get him on here.
I'm glad, you know, to finally talk to you. I want to hear you sometime.
Here is Brad in Iowa. Brad, you're on with Adam West.
Adam West, I just wanted to say that I'm a cartoonist.
Yeah, Brad.
Watching you on reruns made me the cartoonist that I am.
Wow. How are you?
Wow. That's terrific.
I just want to say that you have inspired me with your talking like this.
Yeah, he has a definite style, doesn't he?
Yeah, well, I learned that from Shatner.
And I have one last final surprise guest for you. I know the last time he was on the show, it went badly.
Right.
I want to welcome Frank Gorshin to the show.
Hey, how you doing?
This doesn't sound like Frank Gorshin.
I don't think so.
Well, this is Frank Gorshin. How you doing?
Well, Frank, it's going to go badly again. I can tell you right now.
How you doing?
All right, I'm okay, Frank. Who's that on your arm?
All right, now hold on. Now I got someone who says they're Eartha Kitt.
Hello, Adam.
Hey, Adam, welcome to our listening audience.
Eartha Kitt, I've missed you so much, and I heard your illegitimate son on the phone. He wasn't looking to make any money from you, was he?
Hey, hold on. Is this Phil the Fag?
Yes.
Oh, go away.
That was also the guy who called us the illegitimate son.
This is Glenn the janitor.
Get out of here.
Hey, you know, Adam West, listen, I grew up on you. You know what the funniest line Robin ever said was? There was like some type of shrine on fire that the Riddler had put on fire. And Robin goes, holy smokes, the church burnt down.
All right, get out of here, Glenn.
Bye, Glenn.
Adam, we apologize. That's a janitor from New York City that calls us all the time.
Well, it's a very strange show, but I like it.
Thank you, Adam.
We like you, and I'm going to do another plug for you here. See Adam West. He will be at the Gaithersburg Antique and Collectibles Show Extravaganza.
Yeah.
At this weekend here in D.C., Montgomery County Fairgrounds, Gaithersburg, Maryland, right off the I-270. Rain or shine, come see Adam West.
TV's
Badman. Always great to talk to you, Adam.
Yeah, I appreciate it. It's a lot of fun.
Thank you.
Bye.
See ya. Bye-bye. Oh, Adam, hold on, please. Hold on.
That's
please.
Adam West, ladies and gentlemen.
Great guy.
The original, the one and only Batman.
He's good.
Yeah, a lot of fun. And he plays along, and that's all we can ask.
He's a good guest.
But, he told you. Now are you cool with him being a comedy thing?
No, he's still making it up. I mean, he's BSing. It's easy 40 years later to say that the show was a comedy.
Right.
I think when he first started it, he was serious about it.
I know.
Even when he looked into the atomic pile and said, what a way to go. Go. For she was a go-go dancer.
Yeah. That's not funny.
No. No, it's not.
That's serious.
maybe so. Maybe you're right. But also, I got the feeling he wants to bomb somebody.
Yeah, I did too. I don't think that I was 2-0 in that one. I think it was maybe 1.5.
I got the feeling he wants to bomb somebody. I forgot to ask him why Dharma's in the wheelchair, though.
He might not be able to answer you.
That's the only thing I don't know. All right, well, Adam West, take the sex quiz.
Wow.
Go see him this weekend.
Sounded a little embarrassed for Robin, too.
Oh, you got to see Robin. I mean, he makes me and you look like, like we should be in Ethiopia. I mean, God, he is so fat. $5 to get in to see Adam West this weekend.
Worth it.
And look at this ad. It says, rain or shine, free parking, good food.
Good food to eat.
Good food to eat. All right, thank you, TV's Batman. And Glenn the janitor, stop calling.
Come on.
Stop calling.
What's wrong with
we will be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show, on 11, on 11, Don and Mike Show, on 11, on up 3, down and then, 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 and then,
club in the locker, da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Where is Don? Where is Don? Here I am, here I am. Where is Ron? Where is Ron? Oh, my dude, oh, my dude. Where is Mike? Where is Mike? Here I am, here I am. Da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da-da. Where is Don? Where is Mike? Here we are, the Don and Mike Show. Where is Lisa? Where is Lisa? Where is Jeff? Where is Jeff? Here we are, here we are. Producers of the Don and Mike Show. The Don and Mike Show. Here we are. Here we are.
Is he done yet?
Where is Buzz?
No.
Where is Buzz?
Hi, Buzz.
Here I am. Here I am. Where is Charlie? Where is Charlie? Charlie Boyle. Charlie Boyle. Where is Robbie? Where is Robbie? Here I am. Here I am.
There he is.
Stormy River. Stormy River. The Don and Mike Show. On WJFK. 106.7. 11 to 3.
And there.
Making a daily commitment in the eyes of God. Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
All right, here's the phone numbers to call us on the show. 877-365-3636. Or you try 202-432-1067. Not forgetting about the 4-Hour Club. P.O. Box 3649er, Washington, D.C. 20007. Join the club. Get the card in the mail. If we call you, you're listening, you win. And I got a whole stack of them here. Make double the calls on today's show.
Good.
I have people waiting on hold to talk to us, and I promise we'll get to your calls in a second. But we do have a feature that we've not been able to get to all week, and we're going to do it now. Ladies and gentlemen, it's time for the Rob Spiewak Show. And now,
yay!
Here's Rob Spiewak. Hi, Rob.
Hey, guys.
Now, the story is this. The story comes to us from a newspaper in Fort Richmond, California.
Oh, okay.
Fort Richmond. Some critics think that Michael Jordan, is too old to be jumping into basketball again. Now comes word of a 77-year-old teacher in California who claims he can help Michael Jordan by massaging the slavery out of Michael's legs.
Oh, my God.
Asa Williams, who calls himself Dr. Jump, claims that African-American athletes like Michael Jordan are still traumatized by pre-Civil War slavery days, and they need to have the feeling of being chained, massaged out of their legs.
Wow, so he's a masseuse.
He says if he could massage the slavery out of Michael Jordan's legs,
right,
Michael Jordan could jump 9 inches higher.
Wow.
That's a lot.
Now, we have already pre-called this coot.
Good.
To tell him that the Robs...
Did you say coot or kook?
Yeah, pick your poison.
Very good.
To let him know that the Rob Spiewak Show will be calling.
Excellent.
So I will play the role of the producer, saying that America's favorite talk show host, Rob Spiewak,
is good with the elderly.
He's going to be ready to...
he loves the elderly, Buzz. He really does.
You know, it's funny. It's Rob, and it's
slavery, and it's, you know, it's everything that we goof on Rob for.
Asa.
We figured Rob was the only one who would be comfortable.
Williams here.
Asa, hello. My name is Don. I'm calling from the Rob Spiewak. Everything that's right with America.
Two things first. I'm great. Could you give me your telephone number, your fax, and I want to send you some fax material.
I'd be glad to. Hold on for Rob, please. Rob is coming on the air in three.
Rob Spiewak?
Yeah, three, two, and...
Wait a minute. Is that telephone or fax?
You're on. You're going to be on with Rob in 10 seconds.
We'll get that later, okay?
Okay. Right.
Thank you.
Here's now. Let's go to the announcer for the host of the Rob Spiewak Show.
It's time for the Everything's Right with America Show. And now, here's your host, Rob Spiewak.
Rob Spiewak.
And hello, America, and welcome back to All That's Right. I'm Rob Spiewak, and we're joined today by a right-thinking American from California way, they say, Asa Williams. Asa, are you there?
Yes, I'm here.
How are you, Asa?
I'm 98% pure like soap. I float.
Do you? No kidding.
No, I'm a joker, too.
Yeah, I can tell. You're a heck of a guy, and you've got some interesting... I'm sorry?
Beg your pardon?
That's right.
What'd you say?
Nothing at all, sir. Not yet.
I have a hard time hearing. Would you speak just a little slower?
Okay.
And my phone doesn't give the good volume.
I see.
Yeah.
Okay, but you are Asa Williams.
I am. I'm a 77-year young soccer-playing Sufi from Sedona, Arizona.
Sedona, eh?
Well, it's my spiritual home.
Out west, they'd say.
I'm living in Point Richmond, part of Richmond, California.
I see.
And I play soccer twice a week with young kids. That's not the issue right now. Well, let's talk about Michael Jordan, right?
Here we go.
Do you spend a lot of time with young kids, Asa?
Yes, I'm very young. I had five kids. My wife had a previous marriage, and there were doctors about to kill her. I delivered my own children. My younger son, Jeffrey, was born in 1.5 hours in Marin County 45 years ago.
Fascinating. Asa, would it be okay if I called you Scooter?
Call me what?
I said Asa. All right. Tell me about Michael Jordan, Doc. You go by Dr. Jump, don't you?
Yes, because I have people jump higher.
Right. Hmm. So tell me how you can help Mr. Jordan.
I can do it very easy. You see, I'll tell you very frankly, there's two kinds of people who jump higher in my experience. Number one, all black Americans or black Canadians, because they have in their emotional, mental body the residual memory of slavery. And I take that energy off the body. The other few works are people from dysfunctional families. And I can tell right now which parent was injured you. Just for example, cross your legs.
Okay, done.
Okay, is it right over the left?
Yes.
Yes, that's because you had, as a child, more trauma from your father than your mother.
I see. What if I cross them the other way?
Then more trauma from your mother.
What if I can't cross my legs?
Everybody can cross their legs.
Very good point. So what would you do to Michael Jordan if you could?
Well, first of all,
Dr. Jump.
We do a before and after. I have him jump as high as he can and mark it with a witness. I have someone there with me. Mark it on the wall. He jump 8 or 9 feet, of course, because they call him Mr. Air. Then what?
Eight or nine feet in the air?
Well, they call him Air Jordan because he's like that famous Rudolf Nureyev. He can jump like crazy already.
Could you massage Nureyev as well?
Well, what I do, after I've shown how I can jump without my work, I lay him on a massage table or on the ground if necessary, and I start working mainly on the legs. But first of all...
Upper legs?
Pardon?
Upper legs?
From the thighs down. But first of all, I test, always start with left, which is the female side of the body.
Right.
I have him lift his leg as high as he can without discomfort. Then do on the right side, and whichever leg is heavier...
You gotta ask him about massaging the slavery out, because it just sounds like he's just doing a regular massage.
But okay, Asa,
all black
Asa,
Americans will
Asa,
come
Asa, Asa,
what's that?
Asa?
Yes.
Yes, and this is how you get the slavery out?
Yes. Well, no, it's the memory in the emotional, mental body. And it's released through the physical body.
I see. And when the slavery comes out, does it make a noise or anything?
No. Although I do all kinds of healing.
I see.
For instance, you know the very well-known talk show host, Oprah Winfrey?
Yes.
Well, she was raped, and she admits that publicly. That's why she gets fat, because women who've been abused by men, they get fat, so men won't bother them. They're unattractive.
Do you think how does she cross her legs?
I didn't talk to her yet. She hasn't replied to me yet.
It's shocker. It's important that she does get... She'd have
right over.
Yeah.
Because of abuse by men in her family. She'd have
right.
been on her show.
Could you massage anything out of her?
I haven't had the opportunity yet.
But could you?
Well, oh, certainly I could.
What would you like to massage out of Oprah Winfrey?
The same problem.
I see.
The emotional many idea of slavery. Of course, with her, it's not important. I'm talking about athletes like Jerry Rice. He's 37.
Yes.
And now he scored 2 touchdowns. He has the same thing. I could do it for him, too. And
of
course, you see, my idea is to give the money to a great cause like the Dalai Lama and that sort of thing, because I have my own money.
Yeah. Have you massaged slavery out of anyone lately or at all ever?
Yes, I have.
Who's the last person? First name only.
There's a man in Marin County whose name I've forgotten. He only jumped 4 inches, but everyone's different.
He could only jump 4 inches in the air?
Yes.
How old is he?
He's about 35.
Wow. Now, do you think someone is 35, they'd be born in 1965, they really are feeling the effects of slavery? You had to massage
the slave? Listen.
You listen.
We have what's called DNA. And since
I know we do.
Well, that's in the DNA.
Can you massage out any DNA?
What's
that? Hello?
Yeah.
Yep.
It's in the racial memory.
What?
It's in the racial memory.
I see. Now,
even Canadians, they came out of the slave trade. That
massages
underground
Canadians.
Railway.
Have you ever massaged a Canadian like Gordon Lightfoot?
I don't know who he is.
Okay, Anne Murray? Burton Cummings?
Brian Adams?
No, I haven't
Brian Adams.
People. Also, it would work with Indians who've been screwed or glued and tattooed by American Canadians, you know, historically.
Exactly.
What does he massage out of American Indians?
What do you massage out of Indians?
I had a black lady friend for 6 years. And
you dog you.
What's that?
You dog you. Did you massage her?
Yes.
I bet you did.
She was Vietnam generation, and I'm World War II, and she's 25 years my junior, but boy, did she travel around when I worked on her.
Yeah, I bet.
Yes.
Did she massage the World War II out of you?
No, she's a black American, and
yes,
she
as am I.
Dance. And so I put her on the massage table out in Carbon Hot Springs, which is a New Age spa in California.
Tell them you're black.
She flew around at 2 o'clock in the morning.
Now, Asa, I'm black. I'm an African American.
Oh, you don't sound like it.
Well, what should I sound like then?
Well, you just sound like ordinary white. You don't have that black tone of voice.
Can you? I'm not sure what you're meaning. Could you imitate for me the black tone of voice?
Well, black to my knowledge. See, I never met a black until I was in Canada in the war, and I never met a black man until World War II. Because there are very few black people in British Columbia where I grew up.
Right.
I can tell by the accent. So
yeah, I'm pretty Canadian.
Right. Can you imitate the dialect?
No.
No, you can't?
No.
Okay, now you talked earlier about Indians.
Well, any oppressed people.
Ask if he can massage.
The oppression is there.
Massage it out
like
of you.
Like American Indians, they've been screwed blue, and they could jump higher.
Okay, hey, language. Could you massage me?
I could if, yeah.
Could my radio program improve if you massage the slavery out of me?
Yeah, if you were in New York, you were here in Point Ridge, I could.
We broadcast in New York, we broadcast in Washington, D.C., we broadcast all... I want you to massage me over the phone.
Well, okay. This is a new experiment in life. First
yes, it
all,
is.
I want you to jump as high as you can and mark it on the wall.
All right.
Go ahead.
Here we go.
You do that.
Ah! That was what, about 8 inches?
Oh, you really are.
You mark it on the wall.
All right, hold on.
All right, mark it.
All right, here we go.
Are you ready, Asa?
Yeah.
Here we go. Just vertical leap, right?
Watch out for your head.
Just like a vertical leap, right?
Speak slower, and this phone is not too good.
It's funny seeing Rob just jump.
Hello?
Yeah, okay, I think that was probably about 14 to 18 inches.
Well, mark it on the wall, though.
Okay.
All right,
with a pencil.
All right, mark it
now,
on the
you
wall.
Lie down, preferably make yourself comfortable.
Couldn't be more comfortable.
Ah.
Okay, now I've never done this on the astral etheric level. You understand this is a new experiment.
Sure.
Hello?
Yep.
And there's no guarantee this is going to work.
I want a guarantee. What?
I'm willing to try this, though I've never done it on
right.
a plane.
Here we go.
Okay. Are you prepared to love, accept, and forgive yourself just the way you are?
I am.
Are you prepared to love, accept, and forgive all those people in your life who have abused you in any way, shape, or form?
I am.
That's what they call laughter pro. Love, accept, forgive, and release any energy. So start breathing and make any sound you want, particularly of pain. And where do you feel that in your body?
In my gut.
In your gut?
Actually, in my ass.
Okay, put your hands there, and I'll put...
Hold it, what are you doing?
I'm using Reiki, which is an ancient Tibetan healing technique.
Sure, you got your hands on your gut and your
ass.
I've
got my hand, I'm kneading my buttocks.
Okay, now, get a dialogue with that pain. What does that pain tell you?
It tells me I think I'm going to like this.
What's that?
I'm sorry? Asa?
Pain tell you when you ask it a question. What does it say to you?
It says, "How you doing?"
Well,
I don't know what question am I asking my ass.
Yes, but we want you to release old trauma as a child.
Okay.
Since you had a problem with your father,
tell him you're going to release him.
Bless
right now.
Your father, living or dead.
Okay, I'm thinking I'm getting ready to release right now. Asa, are you ready?
Be quiet.
Yeah.
Here you go. You're going to release.
Okay. I feel better.
Okay. They don't call me Dr. Feel Good for nothing.
That's right.
All right.
Now, give me your telephone number, your fax. I want to send you some material on peace.
Tell me you
okay.
get it off
this the is air. Very profound. And also, I can't get through on the phone to Mary Galani's office. I tried for days because I got ways people can release energy on this trauma of
tell
the bombing. I guarantee this is great stuff.
As a
you'll be internationally famous. You get this out. It's called EFT, Emotional Freedom Technique.
Tell
I want you to try it.
Someone's a black American.
And any issue in your life.
That you really think that he's taking the slavery out of you.
John,
as a black American, Asa, darling, as a black American, I feel you've taken the slavery out of me.
That's amazing.
And I can now jump probably twice as high.
Well, jump. Try it.
Okay, hold on.
Don't try it.
Hold on.
Go.
Yeah, here he goes.
Ah!
Oh.
I've lost feeling in my legs. Asa, what have you done?
What?
I've lost all feeling in my legs.
You lost feeling in your legs.
I can't walk.
Well, that indicates...
This is bad. This is very bad. Asa, what have you done? What sort of witchcraft have you done?
No, I don't do voodoo. No,
you've done voodoo. You've voodooed it. I'm done. I can't do it.
Well,
you're a bad man.
I told you this is an experiment. I've never done this on the phone with people before.
This is evil. You're a bad man.
That's baloney.
Ask me if he knows Asa Buchanan.
I'm a very good man.
Do you know Asa Buchanan?
What?
Asa?
What?
Do you know Asa Buchanan?
I've heard the name. Was he on television?
Yes.
Let's go to the announcer. This has been Everything Right with America with Rob Spiewak and his non-feeling legs. Join Rob tomorrow
number.
With Everything Wrong with Right with America.
Give me your fax number.
We'll see you next time.
Give me your fax number.
We'll see you next time.
God's blood, I want your fax number.
We'll see you next time.
All right, here it is. It's 1-800.
Yeah. Go ahead.
275. Hold on.
4277.
4277.
And your phone number?
Same.
It can't be the same.
Yes, it can. We have a button that just goes back and forth. You call
hello,
us.
Listen.
Call
what
us.
About is, hello, listen to me carefully.
Call
you
us listen.
Call us and tell us that you're going to send us a fax.
Hey, Asa.
We'll
turn the fax machine on.
Minutes.
Hey, listen.
Asa,
what?
You listen to me. You've ruined my legs.
Oh, brother.
I don't want your fax.
Oh, bother.
Listen, you frigger. You better listen to me or dread my anger. If you
I'll come to New York,
you got to pay my fare, though.
What did you just call Rob Spiewak?
A frigger.
What is that?
Well, yeah, it's a polite word for a word means copulation.
Oh, you mean you effer.
Okay. Listen, I also work with dolphins.
Okay. I'm sure you do. Thank you for being on the Rob Spiewak Show.
Oh, you're blessed.
No, you're blessed.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye-bye.
Thank you. I would imagine we would like to put that in the Rolodex.
He's a nice fella.
That is the phone number we can call again sometime.
Yeah, he's a good one.
That's a break glass phone number right there.
He works with dolphins, Doc.
Yes, he does.
In case of emergency.
Sure. He massages the flipper out of them.
My favorite part was, you don't sound black.
There you go.
You don't sound black, really.
Give me your facts.
77 years young.
All right, there it is, the Rob Spiewak Show. Massage the slavery out of Michael Jordan's leg.
Did you give him the right fax number? What's the number you gave him?
1-800-ASK-FOR-ASS.
Oh, okay, very good.
Of course.
Normally we just try that to see if you
make sure it rings through.
That's why I asked the question, you see.
I'm sorry.
Just make sure it's working our fax number.
All right. Sorry.
Standard gag.
And our voice number.
Right. Let's see if it's working.
Either way.
Might be busy. You never know. He might be going. Right.
Welcome, baby. Your exclusive backdoor party.
Backdoor party.
Oh, that's right, honey. Get right behind me and my bisexual friends.
Sure.
Ooh, and then have it all your way.
Right.
Yeah. And then ask for what drives you wild.
What's that, honey?
Just ask for ass.
Yeah.
Right. Ask for ass.
There it is.
We will be right back. Thank you, Rob Spiewak Show.
And Mike Show.
I don't know whether to laugh or vomit.
You can call Don and Mike anytime, toll free at 1-877-365-3636. That's 1-877-365-3636. They're ready to believe you.
Damn straight.
You are the weakest link. Goodbye.
It's Dark Pants Time, the Don and Mike Show.
Always Dark Pants Time, always. Hello, Don and Mike. Hello. Speak to us.
Are these things turned on? Hold on a second. Let me make sure. There you go. All right. Hello.
Oh, I got it. Don and Mike Show. Hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hi, we're doing great, thanks.
Hey, that guy you had on the phone earlier, I actually met him in Florida about 10 years ago.
You mean the guy who wants to massage the slavery out of Michael Jordan's legs?
That's the one.
Wow.
He was doing, he wanted to do a meditation and communion with dolphins, which was, he was starting to talk about at the end, where you go sit down at the beach and everyone's supposed to meditate till the dolphins come up around that area. Then he wanted to, he ended up doing a sweat lodge that night, which was probably the only good part of it. Because
a what?
He ended up doing a sweat lodge, like an Indian ritual sweat lodge.
What is a sweat lodge?
Sweat lodge. They build like a little dome and make it into a sauna, and you're supposed to meditate in that as well.
Do you do this with or without clothes?
Well, the good thing was it had a lot of college girls, and it ended up becoming mostly clothes optional.
Slow down. You're interesting me here. Yeah, you mean like the co-eds got in there and took their clothes off in this sweat lodge?
That's about it. It was supposed to be kind of a meditation thing, but it really just became a big...
What, is it like a sauna? Is that what...
Pretty yes.
pissed. It's like, yes. So it's like a sauna.
Yeah. Yeah. Buzz is over there vigorously nodding his head.
Yes.
Well, I don't know any more than this guy does.
Sure you don't, Buzz.
Right, Buzz, you've done one. Come on, tell the truth.
No, I haven't. I've done saunas before, but this is a Native American thing, and, you know, it's for purity. You sweat the bad things out of you. That's the idea.
Really?
Anna, Anna, take your tops off. Anna, Anna,
Ariola.
Anna, Anna, wow, nice nipples. Anna, Anna, look at that cooter.
Hey, Anna, hey, you.
Preferably naked.
Teets.
Teets.
Hiya, teets.
Thank you. Bye-bye.
Now, can you, isn't Titicaca an Indian name?
Yeah. Probably.
Isn't there a Lake Titicaca?
There sure is,
I'm sure there is.
I mean, there really is a place. There's a proper place called Lake Titicaca.
And the fishing's great there.
Right.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Hi, this is Scott. I'm your contest winner yesterday.
Hi, Scott.
I just wanted to thank you for this, this beautiful, beautiful guitar.
And I want to thank you for making my wife laugh at breakfast today when I told her your joke.
Oh, the Helen Keller guy, right.
Would you like to give it another go?
Oh, sure, I guess. You asked for it.
Okay. Yep.
And Helen Keller went to London riding on a pony, stuck a feather in her hat and called it...
Not as good as yesterday.
Yeah,
I mean, you stumbled at the beginning.
I know, I messed up.
No longer fresh.
But you already got your prize.
Yeah, I came and picked it up yesterday. I met Tammy. I met Rob A. Hi, Rob A.
Hi,
Rob. Rob A's really... Rob's just scampering to the microphone to say hi to you.
A friend made. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello.
Hey. You're on the air.
Yes.
Yeah, what's the matter?
Is this Don and Mike?
Yeah.
It's Grease.
Hey, this is the Grease Man.
Oh, it's Doug Tracht. Hi, Grease.
Hi, Grease.
Hi. I was listening to your dialogue earlier, and you mentioned the character Johnny Patriot. However, please remember that I started the Johnny characters. There's Johnny Avocado and Johnny Bulky and the ever-irascible Johnny Doodads.
Forgot that. Sorry, Grease Man. We forgot that.
Please give me my props.
Is there any way you could make the DNA sound for us again?
Mike, that is very shallow exploitation of my talents.
Yeah, but it makes us all laugh.
Well, really done.
Okay.
This morning I woke up and wondered what would it be like to strap on a gun, pin on a badge, and become a lawman. Oh, those pal tops. Let me add them. How would you like a trip to Knuckle Junction? I'll bend over you. I'll make you squeal like a hog.
There he is. The grease man.
What a great talent Doug Tracht is.
Yeah, it's so sad.
Hello, Don. My show.
Yeah, I was wondering if anybody... I don't know if you...
What? Hello? Yeah.
Just have to keep wondering.
That's interesting when you get cut off.
I was wondering if you're shy. Oh. I don't know what happened there. That's a when cell phones go bad.
That's right. We've had cell phones, you know, just troublesome today.
Recently, yeah, they've been troubled. All right. Well, listen, I promise I'll answer the rest of your calls in a second, but we have not gotten to the 4-hour club in the last couple of days. I said we'd double up today, and we shall. We'll make at least a couple of calls.
Mm-hmm.
The good people of America who have sent us cards and letters saying that they're going to listen to the show for 4 hours every day.
Right.
P.O. Box 3649 here in Washington, D.C., 20007. You get the beautiful laminated card back in the mail, and if we call you and you're listening to the show, bingo, you win cash. Now, we've been disappointed many times.
We have. I feel good about today, though. I really do.
All right. Here you go. Open up a fresh one right here. Dear Don Mike, I listen every day for the last 10 years. I want to join the 4-Hour Club. Please call me. I listen every day for 4 hours a day.
It won't be there.
Excellent. Should I try the work or the cell?
I'm going to try the cell phone.
All right.
How about Batman loves sex?
Oh, yeah, I forgot that. The phrase of page. Yes, Batman loves sex.
Batman likes sex. That is the password. Batman loves sex. Answer your phone by saying that.
Batman.
Batman.
Oh, what? I got to put a 1?
Sorry. You must first dial a 1.
That's right, dialing 1.
Batman loves sex.
What?
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
Oh, come on.
Please try your call again later.
First it's, we're sorry, you must dial 1. Now it's, we're sorry, all circuits are busy.
The password is, Batman loves sex.
This is the excitement known as the 4-Hour Club.
Oh, Christ.
We're sorry. All circuits are busy now.
What's going on?
Eat me. What the buzz? Is anything happening?
Sunspots. It's that time of year again. Spring and fall.
Oh, jeez.
And I suspect that's the cause.
There we go. Now we're going to get it. Here you go. Radio Magic coming up.
Batman loves sex.
Oh. I had to put my code in.
It's difficult to make a call out of
my Melco code.
Know the code.
That's how we're saving money.
There we go.
Someone's job will be saved today. Someone will not be fired because we have a code now to keep track of who makes long-distance calls at the station.
That'd be the second ring. Third ring, not
Batman loves sex.
Yeah!
Yeah!
There we go. I knew I felt good about it today. There you go. Hold on. Let me see. This must be William Greer?
That's me.
William Greer. William? William. What do we have for William?
Well, William lives in Lexington Park, Maryland.
Very good.
Which means he listens on WJFK FM.
Very good.
Which
every
means,
day.
William, you've just won $106.
All right. And all right.
William, we thank you.
Thank you.
There you go. That's a 4-Hour Club member.
That is success, ladies and gentlemen.
All right. Hold on a second. Let's try another one. Feeling lucky?
We're on a roll.
We're going to try a second. Oh, and hold on. Yes, William, thank you for the reminder, Lisa. You also won a $10 gift certificate to Subway. Subway, 7 subs with 6 grams of fat or less. Subway, eat fresh.
All right, $106 and a sandwich.
Subway sponsors our 4-Hour Club.
A big sandwich. You get a big sandwich for that.
Oh, yeah.
You get double everything.
Sandwich.
You can get 2 sandwiches.
Okay, we'll try one more. Let me see. Dear Don and Mike, I listen all the time. I entered your contest because I can never get through on the phone to you.
All right.
Right?
Same password?
Batman likes sex.
Batman loves sex.
And it says daytime phone number.
All right, very good. This is daytime. Do not say hello. Do not eat pizza. Do not eat pie.
Here we go.
Answer the phone by saying Batman loves sex.
We're calling a direct line at work.
See if we can go 2 for 2.
You said we were going to be playing the game today.
Yeah, come on, Big Box.
I thought I heard a pickup there.
Phil?
Hello, this is Phil Kelly.
Oh, you know what? This is the guy.
If you have it.
Let me wait until it cycles through to tell him he's disappointed us.
Phil?
403.
Oh, Phil, how long is this goddamn message?
Otherwise,
please call later when I'm in bed. Please.
Rick,
you may hang up.
Here we go.
Press
all right, Phil.
For more options.
Phil. Phil Kelly.
Oh.
Who works at Brooklyn Union in Brooklyn, New York. It's the Don and Mike Show.
Phil, you didn't win.
Shame on you, Phil.
For shame.
Shame on you. You promised you listen to the show every day. We call. You weren't there. Now you have to hear your punishment.
Do not drink any alcoholic beverages. Do not eat butter, margarine, oils, lard, or fat of any kind. Do not eat fried foods. Do not eat bread. Do not eat bananas, grapes, watermelon, or any fruits other than grapefruit or cantaloupe.
Listen to this.
Do not eat spaghetti or macaroni of any kind. Do not eat pizza. Do not eat popcorn, potato chips, or pretzels. Do not eat puddings or custards. Do not eat ice cream, frozen custard, or frozen yogurt. Do not eat cookies, pies, cakes, pancakes, waffles, or any baked goods. Do not eat chocolate, caramel, fudge, nougat, nuts.
There you go. There you go. Don't eat nougat now.
Nougat.
That's it. That's your punishment, Phil.
You promised you would listen, and you weren't listening.
You can't eat nothing.
See you later. Bye-bye. Thanks for nothing.
Hope you're happy.
Thanks for dick. Okay, let's try one more. I got one more here.
All right, one more.
Don and Mike, I listen at work.
Oh, I don't feel good about this.
Every day.
Here we go.
All right, the password is Batman loves sex. Answer the telephone when it rings by saying that, and you will win the money.
Where are we calling? Where the hell is this? Department of the Treasury.
All right.
the money, people. Money.
All right, come on. Batman likes sex.
Batman loves.
There we go. You proved me wrong.
Hey. Okay.
Good job.
You got it. This must be John Linton.
Yes.
John, do you work at the Department of the Treasury?
Yes, I do.
Cool. Beautiful. John, congratulations. You're listening on WJFK, and that means you win $106 American dollars.
Way to go, John.
Thank you. I just signed up last week.
You signed up last week. See how easy it is to win?
Beautiful.
It's very easy.
Look at that. Hey, this is not the Mike Landis guy, is it?
No.
I'm thinking the same thing. Hear the way he's talking clipped?
Come on, is this the Mike Landis guy?
No, it's not. I'm just at work. I'm trying to be low-key.
Okay. Can you say Mike Landis?
Mike Landis.
This is the Mike Landis guy.
No, I swear it's not.
No, it is.
It has to be. Morris Jones here.
It's okay.
It's all right that we know that you're a guy who works at the Department of the Treasury.
Please just confirm.
In the Office of Tax Policy.
It is you. We can tell.
No, it's not. I swear I'm a different guy.
No, you're not. Say Mike Landis.
Mike Landis.
See,
this is the guy.
It's him.
It's the guy.
I don't mind that the Mike Landis guy won the contest, because your name was, we got 10,000 entries. We just pulled it out at random.
We love you.
Okay, guys.
All right, but it's you, right?
It's Mike Landis.
It's you.
I love you. You know, the best part was you trying to hide your voice.
You know, I think it's funny. He's the Mike Landis guy. Has like a real job, works for the Department of the Treasury.
There we go.
He just calls in all the time and goes, this is Mike Landis from Fox 5.
So technically, since you won the contest, you won it right now.
Right now.
Okay. All right, John Linton. There you go. No longer will be able to shroud yourself in anonymity.
Right. We'll be able, when we get frustrated, we'll say, all right, call back later, John.
Sure.
John Linton. All right, dude, thank you. Hold on a second.
Sure.
Hold on, John.
You know how hard it was for him to admit it was him?
Very hard.
That is so funny. Yes, thank you. He couldn't hide that voice.
He didn't want to lose his prize or any of his privileges.
It's funny. The goofy guy calls the show like every week. This is Morris Jones. This is Mike Landis from Fox 5.
Right now.
The guy works for the Treasury Department. Jesus Christ. Guy's got a board job downtown. All right. Join the 4-Hour Club, everybody.
Good ear.
P.O. Box 3649er. Washington, D.C., 2007. Oh, and yes, he also gets the $10 gift certificate to the Subway. Mm. 7 sub 6 grams of fabulous. Right. I thought all I agreed to read was Subway Eat Fresh.
What is the full slogan?
I'm not going to read it because that's not what I agreed to. I agreed to just say Subway Eat Fresh.
And where are the pictures you were supposed
to
see?
All right, there you go. Taken care of. See? That's how you do it. That's how you edit copy. Mm-hmm. There you go.
Subway Eat Fresh.
There you go. How you like that, huh? Maybe I should read that on the air.
There you go. Meal deal?
Thank you, Subway, for sponsoring our 4-Hour Club. We have a guy from New Jersey. Okay, now we think this guy might be a ball buster.
Okay.
Okay, our crack staff, many of them on crack, have screened this call. Says he's a new listener, loves the show, but some people think that he's up to no good.
Well, we'll find out.
Ricky.
Hello?
Ricky, hi.
Hey, how you doing?
Hey, great.
What can we do for you, friend?
All right. I just started listening to the show about 2 months. You guys are great. You guys are hilarious. And I listen to you and Opie and Anthony all the time. I got a friend of mine who goes to college with me.
Your phone's breaking up a little bit, sir.
I'm sorry. I started listening because of a friend from college. Hello?
Yeah.
Yes.
Go ahead.
All right. A friend of mine got me hooked to this show. I started listening to you for about 2 months, and I love the show. I love you guys. You guys are hilarious. And keep the good work, man. You guys are doing a terrific job. Every day I go to school and I go to work, I just listen to you guys, and you guys are hilarious.
Thank you very much.
Look at our dumbass staff. Please, staff, come in here, please.
Yes, staff in here right now.
Of course, if this guy says something like, you F little boys or something, right. I'm gonna feel terribly awful. But
I think he might just be calling to say something nice.
Joe, Lisa? What do you do? Now, what do you have to say to little Ricky here, huh? what do you have to say?
I'm actually 19. I'm not little, man.
I know.
All right. But we're just giving you your props here, Ricky.
Joe and Lisa, right. What would you like to say to Ricky?
What am I supposed to say?
Say sorry.
I'm sorry.
Sorry, Ricky.
Sorry, okay.
Sorry, Ricky.
That was hard for them to do, Ricky.
We're good kids.
Thanks, Ricky. Bye-bye.
Bye, Ricky.
Ricky?
Well, he hung up.
Stunned.
But he hung up after saying kind words.
We lost him. I guess it's hard after all these years for you guys to believe that someone would actually just call and say they like the show.
Well, you know, Lisa and Joe both had the goodness sucked right out of them.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing today?
I wouldn't mind being the one to suck the goodness out of Lisa.
Oh, God.
I definitely don't want to suck the goodness out of Joe, though. Yuck.
Yeah, I can understand.
Jeez, that's great. All the goodness is gone now.
Hi.
Hey, how are you?
Hi, we're great, thanks.
Good. I just wanted to say you guys are a crack-up, and I really enjoy listening to you.
A crack-up. Thank you. You know what? Put that on the bumper sticker.
A crack-up.
Don and Mike are a crack-up.
There you go. Maybe we could sell, like, popcorn and peanuts, too.
Thank you.
All right. Thank you,
Mike.
And then I could talk to Mom, and we'd use the barn and have a show.
Hello, Don and Mike show. Turn your radio down, please.
There's some nice balance right there.
What is this? Was it a dumbass Baba Booey call?
Yeah, it was a Baba Booey call. That's good. See, that balances everything out.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Don and Mike.
Yeah.
I'm wondering if y'all taking people for your bowling league.
You know, we got to get our shirts, and we got to get the balls, and we got to get shoes, but...
And our pants.
Yeah, do you... we can wear our own pants.
Oh, no, we need special stretch pants. No,
we can wear pedestrian pants.
I was just making a little joke.
Earl Anthony's signature pants.
I thought you were serious. You wanted, like, bowling pants.
No, I'm not serious. Making joke. With a comedy radio show. Making tiny little joke about stretch pants.
With flared legs?
Flared legs, yes.
Are you in a league?
And slits up the side.
No, I'm not in the league. I'm just trying to join up with you guys.
Oh, no. The bowling team is just going to be the guys on the show.
Oh, yeah. Gotcha.
All right, thank you. All right, thanks. See you later.
See you at the alley.
Will Joe be our sub in case someone falls deathly ill?
Yeah. Yeah, Joe will be the alternate, I guess.
Yeah, excellent. Joe will be good.
Hi, Mike Bowen.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hello?
Hello, you're on the air.
Did you ever have the goodness sucked out of you and have it replaced with angst and anger?
There you go.
All right, hello. Art, are you there?
Yeah, I'm here.
Hi, Art.
How are you?
Great, thanks.
Hey, where's my pic? Where's our pictures?
What pictures?
Of your wife. You keep saying you're going to put them on the internet. They're never there.
Oh, God. You know, there are one or two guys out there who really want to see that picture of my wife's
There's
ass.
One guy out there that's had his hand on it the whole time waiting for your wife's pictures.
Oh, his hand on his schlong?
The whole time. Just waiting. You know what it's like when you're waiting for that good scene to come up in that movie that you like to watch?
Yeah.
And you're waiting, sitting there, and you, all of a sudden you fast forward by it.
All right, you know what? Art, for you. I'm going to call her now. I know she's...
I know we got a break, Rob. Give me one second.
Art junk manipulator.
I know that my wife is at a cunny luncheon today. She's with all the gals. They're all out having, you know, the big drinks with umbrellas in them. Yeah, they're having a big cunchion today. Not having a luncheon, they're having a cunchion.
Hello.
Honey.
Yes,
honey, how's the cunchion going?
The crunching.
The
I have a feeling there's something I'm going to see the light of day.
The luncheon.
Oh.
We were calling it the cunchion.
I'm having a great lunch. Why are you begging me?
Listen, well, because Art was on the phone and wanted to know, I had promised a long time ago, how would you feel about a digital picture?
You know, that's funny.
Of the
that topic came up. And I was saying that, I was telling Sarah that you had, that I heard you'd mentioned that, and that ain't happening, my darling.
Oh, no, you're not going to put the picture of your tattoo on the internet site?
You didn't even want me to show Rob and Mike and Buzz. Why do you want, I should call your bluff and say yes.
It would, honey,
because I know you don't want it.
No, I really don't, but I want you to be the one to say no.
There you
go. Yeah, right, of course.
She's officially said no.
All right, well, back to the country. Have a great time.
Thank you.
Love you. Bye-bye. Bye-bye.
You know what I'll do to make it up to our listeners? I'll get a temporary tattoo on mine and show it on the website.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
Good morning, Don. Mike Buzz.
Hi. Were you really, Mike?
No.
Oh.
Yeah, well, I'm talking to you from the past.
Yeah.
But starting Monday, we're going to get you live from 9 to noon out here in Vegas.
Oh, really? Now, there is a station that's getting its head out of its ass.
That's good.
What is the Las Vegas station?
11:40 at KSFM.
That's it, KSFM.
Fantastic.
Good for them. Starting Monday, the show will be heard.
We're going to hear you live.
Yay.
Bravo.
In Las Vegas.
Good. I like that.
We applaud our Las Vegas station. Beautiful. All right. Thank you, Glenn.
One more thing.
Yeah.
Here's a question for you guys.
Yeah.
If you had to be blind, deaf, or crippled, what would you rather be?
Deaf.
That's what Joe said.
I'd be crippled.
Blind.
Blind.
Rob? Absolutely blind.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, I'm blind, so I'll stay blind.
Good choice.
Most people say deaf.
You've made a good choice, sir.
Are you blind?
Yes, I am.
Was that your choice?
Yeah.
I mean, really, Rob, blind?
I was born that way.
Sure. Really?
Absolutely.
Yeah.
I'd hate to not be able to hear your show anymore.
No, but you could be crippled and hear the show.
Without... No, but you could be deaf, though, and you would just be like that. Barely battling.
No, but you couldn't hear anything. I want to hear my kids, and I want to see my kids.
You can be partially deaf and still hear it.
No, I don't. You know what?
Partially deaf, you're talking different now. If you're talking partially deaf, I go with deaf. Partially deaf.
Yeah, which I am already.
I'd rather be blind or anything else. I guess so. I'm used to it.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, no, I'd rather be deaf.
I want to be able
to. Okay, guys, have a good day.
I'll be able to hear
you last Monday morning.
You got it. Thanks, my friend.
Wonderful.
See you later. If it's an option, I'd go morbidly obese.
Good news.
Which, in a way, is being, affirmed, afflicted.
Good news from that little crippled boy.
That little crippled boy. Hello, this is Tubby Bear.
Good news from Las Vegas. We have to break. We'll be right back.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
You guys had shirts on when you came in here.
Well, something happened to him, man.
Come on, Spicoli, just put the shirts back on. You see that sign? No shirt, no shoes, no tie, Sean. Right. Learn it. Know it. Live it.
Mammal, not reptile. Don and Mike.
Talking to anybody yet, Rob?
No, I'm
on hold. All right, we're still on hold. Trying to work out an edition of Way Out There.
Way Out There.
Featuring Ken Stevens and Alan Limewand.
We're getting all of these dumb emails and faxes about... we're getting every goddamn Bin Laden game there is in the world. Here's one we just got. Coming to Afghani TV. Mindfeld. Osama and friends in a coffee shop with no electricity discuss their hopes and dreams. A show about nothing. Get it? Mindfeld.
Oh, God.
That's Seinfeld.
How horrible is that?
Lifestyles of the Stench and Faceless. Join Afghani TV as it explores the Taliban way of life. Mad About America. A Taliban couple decide to adopt the ways of American life, only to find out there's no Chinese takeout in Afghanistan.
Mm-hmm.
Hellraise Place, 90210. No walls, doesn't matter. A quaint Afghani neighborhood brings together grenade throwing singles who fall in and out of love in bed. On VH1, mm-hmm. Behind the Mule Sack. Osama bin Laden's family, ex-lovers, and childhood friends comment about the man and his mule sack.
Mule sack. I like any TV show with sack in it.
From the E! Channel, E! Exclamation point, wild in Afghanistan. For the first time in their lives, the women of Afghanistan reveal what they're doing under a sheet all day.
Yeah!
These are some of the missives that you are sending to us.
Terrific.
About the war effort.
Okay. If you don't laugh, you cry.
Come on and say hi to us.
How you doing, Rob?
No one can talk to us.
Having any luck?
No, I've just been hung up on.
It's a story that we found in the newspaper about a gay and lesbo car lot in California. Beverly Hills Ford has designated one of its six lots as the gay, lesbian, bisexual, and transgender division.
Excellent. Mm.
All homo sales staff and flies the rainbow gay pride flag.
Gay people buy cars, too.
And we were ready to do the addition of Way Out There, but what was up with that? What did they say, Robbie?
No dice, as a matter of fact.
No dice. Did you tell them that you were calling from the gayest show in America?
I said we're a gay show. We were very tickled to find out about your dealership, and we'd love to talk to someone about it. And the sales manager said, I'm too busy right now. I said, anyone there, receptionist, salesperson, hold on. And then he came back. He said, nope, all too busy, dick, dick, da.
Oh, that's bad.
Was it the gay sales manager or the straight sales manager?
His name was Ken.
And we figure with the gay staff, it probably won't be one of those high-pressure lots.
I love that quote.
What's it going to take to get you in this car? What do we have to do to make this deal happen today? Listen, I'm going to take your offer back to the manager.
I'm probably going to lose my job for this.
I'm going to go back to the manager's office. All right, the manager's sad. Very simple. We'll take your offer. But you have to give him oral.
Let me tell you right now, we are losing money on this deal. We are losing money on this deal right now.
Oh, we could have had such fun.
What number do you need to get into this car? How about mine?
Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hey, man.
How great is that? A car dealership that sells just to gays.
Now, will they, if you go onto this lot and you're straight, will they not sell you a car? I mean, they're car dealers. They'll sell to anybody, won't they?
These are the questions we wanted to answer, but we've got this goddamn phone rule that we can't just call people up and tell them they're on the air. We have to ask their permission. Oh, I'm sorry. What was that?
That was disgusting.
Hey, man. Hey, Don.
Yeah.
Did you see Larry King last night?
No. Who was on?
It was the ambassador from Afghanistan, the guy with the glasses on.
Oh, I've seen that dude on TV.
Yeah, well, he was on with Larry King, man, and Larry got pretty frozen there. It was an awkward moment, man. It was hilarious.
Why, well, what did Larry do?
Well, the guy was, he could barely understand English, the language he was talking, he could barely speak English, and Larry was having a tough time while he was talking to him.
Much like the tough time we're having understanding you.
Hey, Rab.
Yeah, hey, you're,
hey, Rab.
Hey, Rab's here.
Rab.
Hey, Rab.
Yeah.
What?
Hey, Rab.
Yes.
Hey, Rab.
Hey, Rab.
Hey, Rab.
Hey, Rab. Hey, I want to see the other Rob.
What other Rob?
The other Rob. The funny Rob.
Well, Rab's here. Hi, how are you?
There you go.
What's going on?
Hey, man.
I don't like you.
What do you mean you don't like me?
I don't like you. I don't like being called A-Rab.
Well, kiss my ass.
You kiss my ass.
Go to hell, you bastard.
You're a bastard. Stop it, you son of a bitch.
Stop it. You're hurting me.
You're hurting me. I don't mind you being a bastard, but did you have to be such a tasteless bastard? Nice trick, honey.
Hello, Don and Mike show. It'd be great if Rob played the role of Jessica Lange and played Misty for me.
Oh, man, perfect. She's a little old for you, isn't she?
She couldn't get laid in lumber.
She couldn't. Stop it. You're hurting me, you crazy son of a bitch.
Where to, mister?
I love you, I love you, I love you.
Anywhere.
Go.
Go. Go, Clint Eastwood.
Oh, fantastic.
Go.
Oh, please, you're hurting me.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
You're hurting May.
Oh, I'm trying. Hello. You know, I apologize. I got the line lit up here, and there's something wrong with half these phone lines today. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, how you doing? This is Wink Fartindale.
Oh, come on, get out of here. What the hell was that, Wink Fartindale? Hello, Don and Mike show. Hello.
Hello? Hello?
Yeah, hi.
Hello? Hello? Hi. Hello?
Yes, hello.
Hello.
I thought that might be Tom Gavin at first, but
no.
Too much energy.
Today is the day after Tuesday.
Is it that guy again?
If it is, he's being more annoying than he normally is.
Hello, Don and Mike show.
It's Spumoni.
Spumoni. Three in a row now.
Yeah, thank
three
you.
In a row. Well, they feed off each other.
They cluster together. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Yeah, hi, just keep down a mic.
Yeah, you're on the air with us right now. Hi.
Hey, this is Dan. Calling from Fairfax, Virginia.
Yes, Dan.
Hey, quick, you guys were just talking about the that gay dealership.
Yeah.
And I just want to know, Don, didn't you live near the Manassas area before?
No.
Oh, okay. Got it wrong.
What does that have to do with the gay car dealer, though?
Well, there's a park out there on Route 29 out near Gainesville and Manassas.
Yeah.
And it's a federal park, and me and my wife have been trying to get the police. There's a bunch of homosexuals that hang out there.
What are you doing in the park?
Well, it's a family park, and we took our kids there one day, and we didn't know because we had just moved to Gainesville.
And what are you afraid of? Your kids see that, they're going to catch it?
What do you run into? Just people holding hands, or did you actually see anything happening?
You see guys having our anal?
No, my wife had to confront him because there was one guy...
love this, had to confront him.
Just
had to confront him.
Well, why did your wife have to confront him?
Because the one guy was stooping in the car for the other guy. And
what do you mean stooping? What do you mean stooping in the car?
Kneeling.
What are you talking about? You got to explain it a little in a little more detail so we understand what you're
saying. Was he performing oral?
Yes, sir.
So your wife saw the guy performing oral?
Yes, sir.
What time of night was it?
It was during the day.
It was during the day?
Yeah, I could drive by there every day going home from work, and you see the cars just stacked up there, and we tried to get things done about it, but I figured if I said something on the radio, maybe...
Sure. Yeah. That's how you get it done. I've been there, the Glory Hole National Park. It's
I drive by there every day. I mean, I drive by there every day, and I stop. I stop, and I just, you know what I was doing? Just going, relieving myself. That's all I was doing. And really, I'm only comfortable when I'm relieving myself when my pants are around my ankles.
Well, I was going to say, you better be careful what you're doing.
Oh, yeah, that's right. Run for your lives.
But you've never met a nicer bunch of guys.
Absolutely.
Hey, well, you guys are great.
Now, no, wait, I'm curious about this this wife of yours, sir.
Okay.
She actually saw a guy giving another guy oral?
Yes, sir. Mm. And our kids were in the vehicle with us.
In the car? Was the guy in the car?
No, well, there's one in and one out.
One in and one out?
Yes, sir.
What do you mean, one in and one out? Right. You know, again, I don't mean to pigeonhole every guy we get who calls like this, but this guy reminds me of the pot dealer's dad in American Beauty.
Yeah, absolutely.
Another one of these real militant, yes,
they
sir,
make
yes, sir.
Me sick.
That's right, and then he can't wait to make out with Kevin Spacey.
It is that kind of character. Hey. It sounds similar to that.
Come on now.
Come on now.
No, come on now. I mean, really, listen, you have a legitimate beef.
Yeah, if there's anybody having sex with the door open at a family park.
No pun intended.
Legitimate beef.
A legitimate beef. If you see some guy blowing some other guy, all right, then okay. But I would bet it doesn't happen all the time at this park.
I'll tell you what. Next time you're back in the area, you ride by there about 4 or 5 o'clock.
I have driven by there.
What is the park?
Are you talking off the main drag of Route 29?
Yes, sir.
Well, I've driven by that. I don't even look, first of all, and they're not cars stacked up in the parking lot.
When I say stacked, I don't mean like hundreds of cars, but there's, you know, 5, 6, 7 cars up there. And
you're sure they're all gays?
Gotta be. They call it Pickle Park.
No, well, you know, seriously, I have seen people...
And how do you know that?
Who calls it Tickle Park?
Pickle Park.
Oh, and how do you know they call it Pickle Park?
Pickle Park.
Well, it's just a big joke amongst a bunch of friends that have that know about it. Huh. I mean, it's a...
You know an awful lot about it.
Well, I've been trying to get it taken care of.
You know, I swear to God, I mean, I have driven by there since I've lived out in this area, and I have never heard Pickle Park.
Welcome to Pickle Park.
I have never heard of
this. This is Vince Vlasic.
Hi there, welcome to Pickle Park. What do you want to do, put a sign up, no gays allowed?
Well,
I mean, really, if somebody's having sex in the middle of the day, you know, in a park, that's not cool because if the door's open, I mean, that's bad. You know, I mean, you ought to pick somewhere else. But I've driven by that. I know what you're talking about, and I'm not, I was never aware of this until this phone call.
It's like if you're going towards Gainesville, it's on the right, about a mile.
No, again, trust me, we know you've got the location committed to memory.
I mean, a lot of people know that road, like from going out to the Nissan to see a concert.
Oh, yeah, right.
And you're not homo?
No, sir.
You seem to know an awful lot about it, though.
Well, hey, my biggest thing is we tried to get the police involved and for them to take care of it.
What, you mean like people having sex in the park?
Well, yeah, I mean, this is what I said to the cops. I mean, what would you do if there was people out there dealing drugs? You'd be patrolling the area.
All right, so you told the cops, and what did the cops say?
They said we can't continuously patrol the area because it's a federal park, apparently. Mm. And then... when you call the park authority or whatever, they...
Now, what if, you know, I'm not trying to be Johnny politically correct here, but what if, like, it's a parking location, like, for couples? Other couples, you know, heterosexual couples.
You can speculate that, but I've seen proof. I mean...
Well, no, I thought your wife had seen the proof.
No, well, I was there, but she...
Oh, you were there.
Why didn't you just pull a baseball bat out of your car and just beat the crap out of the guys?
I tell you, if I could, I probably would.
Yeah. See, I know. Yeah. There it is. Ding, 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 ding. I'd beat them fags. I'd just beat them if I could have down in Pickle Park.
That's
Pickle Park.
Yeah, beat them all up. Beat them to death.
That's right.
Well, listen,
first off, I think you're part queer. I really do. Because you have such an overt aversion to this, and you seem to know so much about the lifestyle of the people who go and the name of the place. I think that you're secretly turned on. Seriously, if you see some guy giving another guy oral in a park where kids are around, you call the cops. That's a simple deal. And if the cops don't handle it right, then they'll catch him the next time. But me don't think that the homo protests too much.
Yeah, you seem to make it too much of a, you know, a homo thing.
What?
Nothing. No. I just thought I'd try to get the point out over the air.
And tell me something. Do you like George Clooney?
Oh, yeah.
Yeah, Fred, you're a fag.
There you go. Absolutely.
All right. See you later. Bye now.
Okay, y'all have a good day.
Okay, see you later.
Yes, thank you, sir.
Bye-bye.
Thank you.
See you at the park.
Bye, sir.
Goodbye, sir. And that is, boy, when you put it that way, that is the character that comes to mind, the American Beauty character.
I hate those fags. Meanwhile,
they make me sick.
Kevin Spacey's lifting weights. He comes over. He wants to make out with Kevin Spacey.
Yeah. I swear to God, I've never seen cars stacked up in that part. I've seen couples walking on it. They have these little bridges that and you can see them from the road, and people walk out there. Like most of the people, I always thought were going to see the battlefield.
It's Pickle Park, Mike.
But it's Pickle Park, and I had no idea.
Hello, Andrew.
Hey, how you doing,
Andrew? Hi.
What time do we get off?
I live over in Jersey, and there's a park like that by my house too. And I found it by accident. I was driving around with my daughter in the car, trying to put her to sleep, you know, during the day.
Yeah.
And I look around and there's all guys in the park, not one woman. And they're all hanging out, sitting in the park, you know, in their cars by themselves, just waiting to hook up with somebody else. And they walk into the woods together.
Right.
Oh, God.
Jesus Christ.
My God.
Karen?
Yeah.
Here's Karen. She says this homo park is true. Karen?
He said what?
It says on my screen here, you say homo park is true.
It is very true, and I'm a woman. I'm not homophobic. I don't care what they do, but that guy is right.
It's Pickle Park.
It is the Pickle Park. Pickle I'm a Park. Truck driver in the area, and that's the big thing.
Wait, hold on. You're a female truck driver?
Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Okay. And I'm not All right, Butch.
He's right behind me.
All right, Ellen. Thanks for checking
in. Come on.
What park do you prefer?
Oh, goodbye. Oh, Jesus. God damn.
Gay, but not too gay.
Right.
I may be a bitch, but I'll never be a butch.
We got to go to Buzz. Hello, Don and Mike show.
Hey, Don and Mike.
Yeah, hi.
Caller from Salt Lake City. And kind of surprised to hear you guys on the air. My brother called me and said, your buddies are on the air, so I turned it on. And it's great having you here, but I just don't know how long you guys will last.
Are we on in Salt Lake City now?
You are right now, yeah.
I hear that there's maybe even the station in Chicago has picked us up. I don't know for sure who's running the show now.
Our network.
Chicago is one thing. Salt Lake's another. I imagine the guys are sitting around the station in Salt Lake thinking...
What is the station?
Can we hear this? Can we hear 1230? Hey, that's actually an ESPN radio station.
From a Pickle Park
you guys
tower.
Talk about Tony Kornheiser.
All right. Thank you. Well, there you go.
Right.
We made it to Salt Lake City,
wow,
Mike.
That's good.
Yeah.
And they like their Pickle Parks out there.
They sure do.
Jesus Christ. Where owning a radio was strictly forbidden, one man found a way to bring good news to his people.
It's Buzz.
He made it up.
Buzz, what's the lead story has to be, we're all going to Pickle Park tonight, right?
You at 3:15.
We're having a big picnic at Pickle Park.
Pickle
big
Park.
Big Peter picnic at Peter.
What?
We're having a Peter picnic at Pickle Park. Plenty of Peter.
We're having a private pickle picket.
Yes,
we're having a private Peter picnic at Pickle Park.
Let's go in the pickup.
What's the lead story, Buzz?
Today's headline, Terror on a Greyhound Bus.
Oh, you got details on that?
I do.
All right, good. Stay tuned.
For news and comment.
News and comment.
Coming up on the Don and Mike Show.
Don and Mike Show. That was very...
Pickle-fessional.
This is the Don and Mike Show.
What's the word from Planet Crackpot?
It will remind you of a donkey you once saw.
Magnificent.
Magnificent.
Right.
The Don and Mike Show.
Hey, listen, the next week, we're going to be up in our second home, New York. Doing a week of shows from NEW. And all next week, Don and Mike Show is your vacation station. Keep in mind that every day next week, we're giving away a free vacation to Iceland. Courtesy of Iceland Air. I understand they have hot chicks. That's what Jerry Seinfeld says.
Yeah, he went up there to see how beautiful the women were.
Yes, Chris Rock, we shouldn't do any comedy that is controversial.
How come one sock leaves the dryer?
How come those Iceland women wouldn't take me orally?
Where's the other sock? Yes, next week, every day, a vacation for two to Iceland.
Nice.
And next week, when we're up at NEW, the debut, finally,
yes,
of Don and Mike's Hold It.
Oh, I've seen the blueprint for this game. It is fantastic.
Let's go to a Buzz. A Buzz, hold on first.
What?
The wife of the Pickle Park guy.
Oh, okay, good. The witness.
She angry?
She says very angry.
I'm sure she's angry.
Mandy.
Hello. How are you guys today?
Oh, Mandy, you came and you gave without taking.
I did.
And I sent you away.
Oh, Mandy.
Mandy. Okay, what do you want, honey?
Well, the first thing I want to tell you is I love you guys. I've listened to y'all for more than 15 years.
Thank you. We appreciate
that.
Keep it
up.
Thank you, Mandy.
Thank you, Mandy.
The other thing I wanted to tell you is, first of all, this subject gets me so worked up that I'm going to end up getting worked up, so I'm warning you right now. What ended up happening that day is we passed this park, and I don't know if they told you, this park sits right on a main road.
Yeah, Pickle Park.
Yeah, you drive by it, and you can see everything that goes on. Normally, they go back in the woods. Well, this certain day, they didn't, and as my husband told you,
God damn.
We drove by, and we saw this. Well, I did a U-turn, and the reason he did not get out of the car...
Hold on a second.
Okay.
Now, wait a minute. You're saying you did a U-turn?
I did a U-turn.
So you saw something going on. What, do you want to go check it out?
I was pissed. I wanted to get those people out of this park. It's less than a mile from my house. It infuriates me.
I'm sure you would have felt the same way if it had been a man and a woman having
sex. Absolutely. And that's what I told them when I pulled up and started chewing their you-know-what out.
Right, with the kids.
But what I said to them is that...
Yeah, right, Buzz.
What?
You had the kids in the car with you when you made the U-turn?
Are you there?
Yeah.
You had the kids in the car with you when you turned around?
I did, and that is the bad part of the story. But when I pulled in, I stopped as far away from these guys as I could. And
Now, listen, Billy and Sissy, don't you look at those two men. I'm going to go handle this myself.
Well,
you weren't going to the park?
No. I was going to Centerville, which is the thoroughfare between my house and Centerville. I have to go this way if I don't want to get stuck in traffic. But in any event.
Well, you got a couple of options.
Well, I do.
Yeah.
But in any event.
In any event. Anywho.
The reason my husband did not get out of the car is because before I could even get it in park, I was already out of the car and had walked up to this car. And by the time I got to the front of this guy's car, he was still going at it. He saw me coming at him and he didn't care. He, at the point that I rounded the car, decided to zip up his fly, and I went off. It didn't matter to me whether they were man and woman, man and man. If you're going to do crap like that, either go home or go in the woods where my family can't see it as I'm driving down the road.
Well, did your kids see it?
No, they didn't. I did. Yeah. You know, I look at the park every time I go by because I want to see.
Right. Who knows? You might get another show like something
yeah,
like
you
that.
Yeah, you're right, I might. But in any event, I also wanted to tell you what the police said when I called them about it.
Okay. All right. What did they say?
They told me that because it was a federal park, they had absolutely no jurisdiction and could do nothing. The only thing that I could do as a citizen is to get the tag numbers of all the vehicles that are in this park if I see them doing anything illegally. Then I would have to go into court and testify that I saw what was going on in this park.
Right.
Well, you know, I can't believe that there is not one entity in this area that can go sit in that park and do their paperwork or whatever to keep them out of this park. There's
honey, listen, I
keep them. You're making these like, you're talking about two individuals.
I don't doubt you that maybe you did see two gay guys going at it, but I can't imagine that you drive by there and you see these acts constantly.
I don't.
And you know, I mean, keep in mind, you're driving by, you pulled a U-E to go back in.
I did.
Okay?
I did.
You didn't have to go.
And you're right. I don't see it all the time. That's the first time I've ever seen anything.
Oh,
like
then, okay. So it was one time.
And then you're making these, you know, your husband and you are making these, say, hey, the gays, we got to get the gays out of there.
Well, I don't care if they're husband and wife in that park. If there was a conglomeration of people in a park that take my kids to.
But you're saying you have no evidence that there is.
So you saw two guys one time.
You saw two gay guys have had an urge that were driving along and they said, let's do it here.
Oh, no. No. They all go to that park.
They all go.
Wait.
Every homosexual goes to that park.
Well, probably not every one of them, but I can tell you.
God.
It's always packed full of guys sitting in their cars doing nothing. So I don't know what they're doing. I can only presume that they're waiting for
police. I can just tell you that I think we should go out there with a giant butterfly net and just scoop them all up.
You know, what would you do if it was in your neighborhood?
It is in my neighborhood.
That is where Mike lives, out in that area.
Well, then Mike knows the park. Then Mike
I've driven by it. I don't know how long you've been out there, but I've driven by it many, many times.
I got news for you.
I swear to God. First of all, I was not aware of this whole pickle park thing until today, and I've driven by there many times, and I have never even been aware of this.
I'm sure that there are gays and there are straights that are having sex all over the place.
And probably gays and straights having sex in many parks, in park-like settings. It probably happens.
There actually is another one right on the battlefield.
Okay, you know, it just seems to me you're overreacting a little bit to this. How long ago did this act happen? How long?
8 months, probably.
8 months? Honey, let it go.
Philistine.
Okay.
Let it go.
Well, then there'll just be one park that I'm not allowed to enjoy in my own neighborhood.
You're perfectly allowed, and you call a cop if you see somebody, you know, doing that out in public in the middle of the day. You call the cop, and that's it.
But they can't do anything about it.
Well, you can't keep people from having sex.
I can try to keep them from doing it in public where my family's going to see it.
First of all, Jesus.
You know,
your family didn't see it.
You freaking do-gooder. I mean, seriously, honey. God damn. So what if two guys want to get it on?
Seriously, there's so much wrong with the world right now. I mean, it just, you know.
You know, yeah, it's gross, but
when your husband says he wants to take a baseball bat to two guys that are doing that.
Well, I gave him that suggestion, Mike.
Oh, yeah.
And he said, yeah, good idea.
He embraced it. He was just embracing it. Enthusiastically.
He was embracing my solution.
But you know what? I swear to God, if I was aware of this, I would be sitting there saying, yes, I've heard of this. I have driven by there. And I've never seen a lot of cars. I see a car here, a car there. I know you're talking. Are you talking about the place that's got like the little boardwalk that goes through the swampy area?
No. This is right before you get into Gainesville, you get to 66.
Honey, listen. Seriously, you saw something. It disturbed you. You called the police. They said there's not much they can do. Well, why don't you let it go?
Well, I guess I have no choice.
Yeah, right. Just let it go. I mean,
are we talking about the battlefield here?
No, this is on the outskirts of the battlefield.
Who died and made you pump?
I've never seen anything out there.
Well, then why don't you take your kids to the park and have a nice day? Try that. See if it doesn't upset you as much as it upsets me. Then you'll see that it really does happen.
Your children didn't see anything.
No, they didn't. And the reason they don't is because I choose not to go to that park with my family. I can't.
If I saw that happening in the park and I have my family with me, I would suggest that they take it somewhere else. But I wouldn't mount a campaign just, painting with these, broad strokes here saying that every homosexual in the world is in this park.
They're all there.
This isn't even a homosexual issue.
Well, sure as hell it sounded like that.
I don't care if they're man and woman in there doing it. If you're going to sit on the side of the road.
You ever go parking?
No. Well, not since I was a teenager. Hey, and I told them that. I said, I've done it in a park, but I don't do it in broad daylight.
Wait. So it's okay to do it as long as it's at night?
As long as nobody sees it.
And if you're
shouldn't be in my face.
What this family woman is saying, it's okay to do it at night and if you're a teenager.
You know, that's not what I'm saying.
No, that is just what you said.
No, it's not.
As long as no one sees it.
That's not what I'm saying at all.
Every time that some guy banged your pimply ass up against the dashboard and pounded the salami to you, as long as no one saw it, it was okay. But if somebody had driven up with their children and seen you being stretched out like a piece of cheese on some guy's dashboard, then you would be as guilty as these two gay guys are.
I would, and I would have felt bad about it and never done it again.
Well, you're talking about, you keep saying that we've got to keep them out. What you saw was an isolated circumstance,
that's
right?
Because, and I'm one person. What do you think about the other 25,000 vehicles that drive by there a day? You think nobody else has ever seen any?
Maybe they have, but I'll tell you, I got news for you. First of all, I don't even know where you're talking about. And now I don't, because I know you're talking about someplace between Centerville and Gainesville, and I don't think I've ever seen it.
You and your battlefield and Gainesville.
You're both overreacting to this. You really, and especially if it was 8 months ago, let it the freak go. And you know what? If that action is happening there, yeah, go to another park.
I'm
sorry that you're put out by that. You go to another park then.
Okay.
Go to a park where they say only heteros, no sex during the daytime. You can only come here at night and be stretched out like a piece of cheese on the dashboard and have your boyfriend bang you as long as it's dark out.
I will tell you, I have also seen, as far as the battlefield park on 29, I've seen lots of families there.
Oh, yeah. That's because you're down in the battlefield. Come outside the battlefield.
All right, Mike, you got to go to the fag area. Don't you hear?
hear what she's saying?
I wish I even knew.
This is a gay issue. I so wish that you wouldn't say that, because it's not. I'm not.
But you, okay, it's not a gay issue.
It's not.
But when you did it, it was okay.
And when your husband called.
No, it's not.
When your husband called, it sounded like it was a bit of a gay issue for him.
Well, it might be for him, but it wasn't for me.
It's not for you, because you're a clear thinker. Okay. But when you did it, it was okay.
It was, because I was a teenager and didn't know better. But I'm not giving a ticket to every teenager.
Well, how do you know that those weren't
in their car and do it?
How do you know those?
Right.
How do you know those weren't teenagers?
Would you agree, though, that parking in and of itself, parking is not really like, you know, with the problems we have, especially nowadays, you know, parking is not that big a deal.
Parking is not that big a deal as long as you don't do it where people can see you.
All right. If you did it like you did, if you spread your legs for your boyfriend in the car where no one could see.
Absolutely.
So if
we solved that.
And how old were you when you were first banging a guy in the car?
Oh, I have no idea.
How old were you? 14, 15?
15, probably.
15. So it's okay if you're 15.
Not for my daughters, it isn't.
No, I'm speaking for her, Mike.
All right.
I'm just trying to crystallize. Okay, 15-year-olds to go out and just spread their legs and bang and shake the car. And, you know, if this car's a rockin', don't you be a knockin'. As long as they are doing it where no one can see.
I'm not giving a ticket to teenagers to go do that because it was wrong. And I'm not going to say that it was
wrong. I'd like
to
make this statement about all future guys that would be dating my daughters.
Yeah.
Lock all of them up.
Them.
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 All of them.
Them.
I swear to God,
we
got to
break.
Them.
I'm sorry, we have to break.
All right. Thanks, guys.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you.
Bye.
Thank you. You know, Jesus Christ, I don't even know where she's talking.
I don't either.
So, where's the company?
But Don, I swear to God, I'm going to tell you, I'm going to find Pickle Park. Okay, I know you are. Check it out, man.
Have we chosen a spot for the company picnic yet?
Buzz, you know what? We got to do this. I'm sorry.
I know.
But the shoe was worth the time.
Yes, she was indeed.
Absolutely worth the time.
Mm-hmm.
And incidentally, she was 15.
Right.
Being spread like a piece of cheese.
Oh, man. Holy gherkin.
And that was okay. Because no one could see.
Yeah.
Okay, we'll be back. Hold on.
This is the Don and Mike Show. Witches of the Airwaves, Don Geronimo and Mike O'Mara.
Hey, Buzz, I cannot believe what's happened to the show here today.
Wow.
It's a whole Pickle Park thing. We got over the lines now for call 100 at 877-365-3636. Man, people are hot.
Yeah. Yeah.
You either got people calling in now saying, Don and Mike love fags.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know why Don and Mike love fags so much.
Yeah, a lot of angry people out there.
Or you got people calling in saying, and I won't use the accent this time, it's, why do Don and Mike assume that she was talking about homosexuals? She was talking about any sexual activity.
No, not when her husband called.
No, and you know.
That's what we were basing
she
on.
She was specific.
I know she was. I know, it's funny.
You gotta get him.
It's funny.
Get him!
Get him. Get that big butterfly now. Buzz, I know, you better just give us the story about the bus thing in Nashville. That's important.
We'll start there. Greyhound buses are rolling again after an attack on a driver that shut down the company. There were 1,900 Greyhound buses on the road when in Tennessee, a man slit the throat of a driver. It caused a crash that killed at least 6 people, including the attacker. The driver survived, and he says the man used a razor blade or a box cutter in the attack. More than 30 people were injured, some of them seriously, when the bus rolled over. The feds are investigating, but they say they do not think it's terrorist-related, even though the attacker had a Croatian passport. One passenger says he usually flies, but took the bus, thinking it would be safer. And many Greyhound passengers got very nervous.
Oh, here. Okay.
Well, I hope it ain't nobody on my bus for tonight.
I'll be nervous. I won't be sleeping. I'll watch my kids.
I've heard that there was a killing on a bus. Someone sliced the bus driver's throat.
I usually go to sleep, but I'm not sleeping now. I'm wide awake.
Keep killing me.
Greyhound says it will beef up security now. Mayor Giuliani says the family... Mayor Giuliani says the families of the victims, if they want, can have a bit of soil from the rubble of the World Trade Center.
You know, those things are on a rotating card. We have no idea what one's going to come up with.
You never know what he's going to say, and every now and then it kind of works.
Live radio, had no idea.
Right.
God damn.
The mayor says soil from the World Trade
Center. Do you think they've canceled us in Salt Lake City yet?
Probably, yes, absolutely.
Giuliani says survivors of the victims can have a bit of soil from the World Trade Center. He says that to yank the rug out from under con artists who are selling phony soil and ash to the mourning families.
Oh, you know, a pox on them.
Jesus, there's the public execution right there for those sons of bitches.
Second time in 2 days, the U.S. has bombed anti-aircraft installations in Iraq. Officials say the strikes were in response to threats to planes in the no-fly zone. France says it'll let the U.S. use its airspace to launch attacks on the terrorists. Normally, it takes months for an airline to make structural changes to its aircraft. Part of the reason is that the changes have to be approved first by the government. Things are different now. Without waiting for government approval, American and United Airlines have added steel reinforcement bars to their cockpit doors. Not everybody with a big American flag on their truck is one of the good guys. In Lancaster, California, a man and his nephew are facing hate crime charges after chasing, kicking, and beating an Hispanic man. The Hispanic man was on his way home from work when the two men started following him and shouting racial slurs.
Oh, Jesus.
They were not shouting bad things about Mexicans or anyone else of Latin blood. These two men, ages 34 and 20, were driving around in their truck with a big American flag on board shouting anti-Middle Eastern slurs.
They're on the way to Pickle Park.
They thought they were chasing an Arab. They were wrong in more ways than one. And despite everything he's been through...
He's not an Arab.
Oh, man. Sorry.
Despite everything, Mayor Giuliani still can't have his girlfriend visit Gracie Mansion, so ruled in appeals court yesterday.
Oh, nice bush. Hey, come on. Listen, he saved the city. Let him get some strange.
And a man who said his company...
Let the mayor have his poontang.
Yeah. A man who said his company would not participate in a recession now says his company will lose about $200 million this year because of the attack on America.
Does he work for CBS?
Viacom President Mel Karmazin.
Oh, yeah.
Says CBS Television alone lost about $85 million in advertising revenue when it stopped running ads after the attack.
I was kidding when I said, does he work for CBS? Hell, he owns the company.
Maybe we can all go to work at Walmart while other companies are cutting back. Walmart says it'll open hundreds of new stores next year.
Great.
And in sports, maybe...
Hey, just because you're a Walmart hater, Mike.
Yeah, I know. Come on.
I love Walmart.
More targets.
Walmart kicks ass.
Maybe it's the mood of the country, or maybe it's something else, but America's not so ready for some football.
I know a great location for Target.
Where?
Pick a park.
ABC's Monday night game is really hurting. Its viewership is down 12% from last year, and even more dramatic is the drop from week one to week two. 2 million fewer people were watching when Monday night football resumed after the terrorist attacks, and in this week's game, the audience shrank by another 11%.
Just wait 2 weeks until the Redskins play the Cowboys.
And it'll be all over.
It'll be 2-0-4 teams. There'll be nobody watching. I'll be the only guy watching. Hi, Nielsen, it's me. I'm the only guy watching this game.
I'll be at Pickle Park.
And finally, if you run into spooky actor John Malkovich, at least try to be polite. The other day, says John, I was walking down the street and a truck hit me rather hard, going fairly fast. And he starts to drive off, so I chase after him, reach in the window, and grab his steering wheel, and I say, normally in a civilized society, when we hit someone with a truck, we might inquire as to their well-being. Malkovich says the driver then apologized, to which the actor replied, great, try to be a little more careful, and that would be fantastic, and so sorry to have troubled you.
I'm Buzz Burbank.
That'd scare the crap out of me.
I'm Don and Mike Show.
Thank you, Buzz. Buzz, more news tomorrow, I promise.
You got it.
You got the important stuff in today. Our next to Batman, Adam West, at the Antiques Collectibles Show in Gaithersburg, Maryland this weekend off I-270. Also, his brand new DVD, Batman the Movie, is out. Best Buy, Circuit City, Amazon.com. It's a big chance. See Robbie and Lisa Friday from 4 till 6 at Just Tires in Alexandria. And the Rob Spiewak Road Show Saturday, 1 till 3 at Lowe's in New Carrollton, Maryland. Big fun. Go see Rob the Clown. Hello there, Don Mike Show. Hello.
Yes.
Say it.
I'm 100.
Yeah, what's your name?
Jim Leslie.
Jim, where are you from?
From Oceanport, New Jersey.
Jim, you've got the Band of Brothers prize pack. Now this is a Band of Brothers. New episode Sunday night on HBO. Jim, thank you for listening.
Okay, thank you.
We got to run. Thank you, everybody, for the calls. Great show today. See you tomorrow with the new episode. Thank you. Goodbye, Mike.
See you.
Goodbye, Buzz.
Goodbye, Buzz.
Buzz, bye.
See you at the park, guys.
Okay. Goodbye. Pick Rob, park. Throw it in the air just like Sydney. Tyler Moore. All right, see you tomorrow.
So long, everybody.
See you at the park.
So we meet again. Sammy Davis Jr. saying, be kind, be nice, and I hope the next performer has the pleasure of having as nice an audience as you've been tonight. And let me leave you swimming.
This is the Don and Mike Show.